Y'all ready for the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Getting busy running around, cleaning off stuff, getting baby stuff ready. A month to go.
Yep.
A lot of things going on, but, you know.
New niece about to come. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, but these sports things is getting interesting.
Yes, sir. The sports world has been very interesting, and I'm ready to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to roll.
You know, we're going to get into it.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, you can find the show, the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under Black Is. Also, go to our website, www.blackisonline.com. You want to hit us up, talk any sports, hit us up, whatever. The Brothers Lemon at gmail.com for email. On Twitter, at Brothers Lemon. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-1419. We'll read your message and respond to you on the show.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish to us, or any fantasy questions. You know, the basketball's coming, so let's get with it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a couple emails this week.
Nice.
No surprise, so we appreciate
that. We got the streak going, like DeMarco Murray, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, man, we've been loving it, man. We've been loving it.
That's what's up.
All right, first one we'll read right now. Shout out to my man Kojak from our trading contracts.
Going on.
Kojak is in the building. To your Chiefs question on the last time they had a wide receiver, took me a minute to think on. If I'm right, it would be Otis Taylor, who was on their Super Bowl IV championship team.
Damn!
It's been forever. We don't groom receivers, and they don't want to come here. I don't blame them. The Chiefs are cheap. Won't draft a black QB either. Now to these Broncos.
Yeah, buddy.
Do people forget who was on this team?
Thank
it's
you.
Like we're going under the radar. The nation is worried about the declining QBs.
Mm-hmm.
Brady is not back. He had great games against a sorry team and the Bengals. Very good defense that doesn't show up in big games.
Mm.
This Harvin trade was more about his contract than performance. They got to pay Wilson next year. You see the 49ers messed that up. Gave Cap that much money with no ring. Giants and Royals in the World Series. Well, people are saying it's the worst World Series ever. Well, we in Kansas City don't care. We in the building. The best postseason catchphrase this year, these O's ain't loyal. I'm so pissed that our pitcher apologized for that. We don't apologize in Kansas City. That dude messed up our rep. That dude messing up our rep. Our soccer team won the championship last year, and now the baseball team. Son, don't get it wrong, though. The Chiefs ain't winning crap. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, man, what's going on, dude? Hey, man, I know you a happy dude. It's always a good feeling when your squad's in the World Series, especially since it's been since, what, 85?
Dude, I thought about that, like, and I was like,
that's the year I was born,
I'm
dude.
I'm saying.
Dadgum, it's been 29 years.
Yeah, if you had a franchise in, like, within, like, 20-year period, they haven't been really good at all.
They ain't
at least
been relevant.
Like, really trying to taste a championship.
Man.
That sucks.
I know. All sucks. Power to you, bruh. And you know what? I got a little something for them Royals a little later on. So,
oh yeah, we'll get into it. But we'll have any of your NFL questions right now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Let's start with this big trade that just popped the hell off out of nowhere.
Random. I was just like, I was just going through my notes and, you know, kind of reading my little side things, and I was just like, wait, what? Percy Harvin? What? Got traded to the Jets
for a conditional pick.
To the Jets, which is supposed to be between the second and fourth round pick.
Yeah.
So not bad comp. And I mean, Seattle gets to get with underneath his contract. Granted, his contract isn't really guaranteed beyond this season anymore.
No.
So, you know, if the Jets want to cut him, they can at some point, you know, and I'd have to take a huge hit. But they alleviated cap space. They can now re-sign Russell Wilson.
Maybe, you know, they got to give money to Lynch, deciding if they want to keep him or not.
Exactly.
You know, they got to, hey, you, when you win and you have a great team, guys going to want some dough. Hey, once you get that ring, you're like, okay, now that I got my Super Bowl ring, I need to get some money.
Now, the rumors came out that he got traded due to possible friction that he was creating in the locker room and blah, 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 blah. Now, it's coming out. See, sources said. But now the players say a different story. There is a story out there that Marshawn Lynch was ready to not even get on the bus after he heard Percy Harvin got traded. Cliff Averill came out and saw his Twitter post that he was like, you know, this business side is basically, I mean, in layman's terms, he basically called it bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he was sorry to see Percy Harvin go. Bruce Irvin stated his disbelief that Percy Harvin was gone as well. So that tells me that they liked him. And he was cool in the locker room. I'm like, the fact that Marshawn Lynch was that mad, I'm like, shows you how cool, I guess, how close. I'm like, because he's a quiet guy. So I'm like, him showing that kind of emotion, maybe you shouldn't have traded Percy Harvin. I mean, granted, you needed cap space and things of that nature, but, you know, that locker room plays a big part. And it almost looks like y'all might have fucked that up.
Yeah, it seems like, why would you need to do it right now?
Randomly, I mean, y'all are winning.
Right, could you have done it? You know, after the season's over.
Yeah.
You know.
Different story.
Or if he just, you know, if you want to limit his plays, maybe you want to just, you know, have him sit out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't start for a period or misses in the game for whatever reason. Because, you know, he's hurt. So you can be like, oh, he hurt. So we got to sit him out. When actuality, he's having issues. And you like, dude, sit down. You know, you do that. You ain't got to cut him.
Yeah. Especially, trade him. Yeah.
Look, a lot of it is overrated. I mean, he's not the Percy Harvin who they paid originally.
No.
You know, he's a great, you know, return guy. He's sick, you know, and can get them little, like, screens and stuff like that. But an actual, like, I'm going to throw to this dude, like, 11 targets.
Like, you're elite number one guy. Yeah, he's not a number one receiver.
That's never been his
thing.
He's
overrated in that aspect. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people put all this, oh, he's extra good. And it's like, he's good, but he's always hurt.
Right.
Always hurt. He's small. Granted, he's big. He's built, but he's still small in stature. And like we said, he's not a number one receiver. And they basically paid him like one. Yeah.
He would almost be the wide receiver version of Darren Sproles.
Yes.
That kind of like.
Exactly. That's a great equivalent there. Perfect. Right.
And you see how New Orleans, you know, San Diego were a little pissed off that they GM's like, why the hell did you not keep this dude?
New Orleans ain't looking as good without him.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
he doesn't elevate them to that degree in terms of he's just a top. But he is a nice option. And
they lose a couple games.
Yeah,
people gonna be like,
if this dude wasn't
well,
right, maybe they just underestimated how the locker room felt about him. Mm-hmm. You know, because one thing when he go, oh, okay, we understand the bid decision. It sucks. All right, but it felt like they was like, this wasn't even necessary.
Yep.
So that's going to affect. Now, on the Jets side, making this move, what do you think of this? I mean, now you can say, oh, Geno's got weapons. Now you got Decker.
Geno still does not have a number one receiver. I mean, you can say what you want. Oh,
he got
him a weapon. Who, Jace Amaro?
Yeah, who's just young.
Who's been okay. And Jeff Cumberland and whatever. Like, I mean, I still say they haven't really seriously addressed the tight end position. I mean, Jason Morrow was good in college, but you see he's kind of struggling in the NFL. Percy Harvin, was that a nice weapon to get? Yeah, it was a nice piece to get for Geno Smith, but at the same time.
Or Michael Vick.
But he needs a number one receiver. Eric Decker's not a number one. He needs a go-to guy. I mean, Percy Harvin, is he going to be active long enough to be a go-to guy? Because that's the question. We all seem to be bracing for when he gets hurt. It's not if, but when.
Yep.
So you traded for a guy who's very brittle. So I'm like, well, let's say he gets hurt this week or next week. Well, shit. I mean, it wasn't even worth it.
No, he's injury prone. And you taking
completely.
You trying to just like, it's almost like we're trying to salvage a season move.
You want
to
make a move. You want to make it. If you wanted to make a statement, you should have tried to swing for the fences and trade for, like, a Roddy White, who's not having one of his better seasons, but somebody like that.
Yeah.
Percy Harvin,
he's just not, he's a specialist.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, having him as a number two opposite a dominant one, number one is sick.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Because he doesn't have to be that guy.
Exactly.
You know, when I need to get that catch, who am I going to go to? And he's not that guy.
Not that dependable number one.
You know, but yeah, it doesn't work. And, you know, the Jets, part of that problem is you have a great offensive line when he inherited. And when they went to the AFC Championship, it was about running the football. You know, for some reason, they've never been able to get a great running back. You got Daniel Thompson late. They never had a dominant running back. He doesn't develop the quarterbacks. You know, who's my man that they got? They've always get dudes who have some kind of drama. Because think about it, you had Braylon Edwards. They had who's my man from who won with Pittsburgh? Santonio Holmes. They get, and same on defense, Cromartie, and
yeah,
he hadn't developed a quarterback
at all. Mark Sanchez was whatever.
Swing for the fences. It just didn't happen. Yeah. They tried to convert it.
Rex is gonna go. This is it. This is the last season for Rex Ryan as the Jets head coach. He may get a spot somewhere else, but I see him being a defensive coordinator somewhere. So, you know, it is what it is. But since we were on the topic of the Seattle Seahawks, man, dude, they lost.
I'm telling you.
that streak's over. That's one streak that's broken.
Man.
Done. And Percy Harvin had a shitty game in that game.
We was talking about it, and we were like, what happens if they can do it? I don't know, but then...
Mad respect.
He was like, wow.
Mad respect for the Cowboys. Mad respect for Tony Romo. Mad respect for DeMarco Murray. I mean, I got to give it to him. They gave him 29 carries. I mean, my God.
They proved
it. I mean, my God. They're feeding him. Jesus Christ. We've been saying this forever. You got to feed... When you got a good back like this... You gotta feed this man.
The risk of what that 20
I understand, but it's not for long, right?
Right.
It's not for long lead.
You said the average is 3 years.
Let me get a good 3 years out of him.
And you've been crapping on us, and if we got something that's lightning in the bottle, you know.
Remember Larry Johnson for Kansas City? Priest Holmes came out of nowhere for a while. I mean, you got backs who are good, but I mean, after a while. They takes his toll.
And let's be honest, if he's always been hurt and all of a sudden this dude is just money, I'm like,
ride that train.
I mean, that's Jerry Jones. Yep.
Ride that train.
Hey, give me the dice. Give him back.
Yep.
You want that machine to keep hitting, you just like put the money in.
Now, though, you're going to have to pay me.
Yeah, that will come into question depending on what happens. Like, so far, he's played well enough to earn a check, which, on the other hand, has earned that offensive line some money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tyron Smith, he ain't even got to worry. He signed his extension already. He's locked in. Ching-a-ching-ching. He's good. I mean, the rest of that O-line, honestly, for the most part, is pretty young. Doug Free is locked in. Frederick, the center, is young. He was picked in the draft last year, so he's still in his rookie deal. You know, they got Zach Martin this year. He's a rookie. So, they're pretty set on the O-line. They ain't really going to have to dish out any money, at least for a year or two. So, they're set on that end. This man, they're going to have to pay, though. You gave Romo that money, you better pay me because I'm making Tony Romo look good. Yeah. And Jerry Jones coming out, this is the best Tony Romo has ever played. I'm doing that. Oh. It's because of me that Tony Romo is looking that good because I'm taking all the pressure off of him. 29 carries worth of it. And I broke 100 some odd yards. And I got me a TD. Crushing. I got to give it to DeMarco Murray, man. He's up there, too. Yeah, I think he and Phillip Rivers are 1-2 or neck and neck in the MVP race right now. I love my man Peyton, but I mean, they're playing better. They're playing at a much higher level right now. And I just got to keep it real. So, DeMarco Murray, mad respect. And I will say for the record, Tony Romo, 21-32, 252 TDs. He didn't have any turnovers. That's all you can really ask for. He managed the game.
Even asking them to give him the ball forever. Like, if you ran the football, things could work. Oh, lo and behold, you figured out that you're running the football well and made it happen. Like, oh, now things are going good.
Exactly. Now, for Seattle, I will say this. The two losses they've had, they haven't held the ball very long. So, I mean, clearly there's a theme going on in those two losses. Marshawn Lynch just ain't getting enough touches in both games. I believe he got 6 carries against San Diego. I mean, this game he had, what, 10 mm-hmm. for 61 yards? I mean, give me some more then.
Right.
What are you doing?
I was shocked at that.
I'm like, I'm beasting. Give me some more touches. So, I mean.
And you said it the week before when he went off. You like, don't start avoiding not running the running back.
I mean, Russell Wilson didn't run a lot. He ran twice.
But it felt like if you're not giving him them carries, who's getting all them touches? And I guess it would be Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And you were up. Like, this is what you do. Their defense has been kind of shaky.
I mean, Russell wasn't at his smartest in that game. I mean, should have been feeding that rock to Marshawn.
Yeah, but it's like this is his second loss at home. And, you know,
I'm not going to crush him.
No, I would say this for Seattle. This is one of the things you always like. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a team, you're like, okay, boom, streak's over. We lost at home. You're not invincible. Okay. And you feel like the coach can be like, oh, now I got something to pound your ass on. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, we got to start it again.
And I knew, and I tweeted too after the game. I was like, oh, they're going to shit on that. People going to start criticizing Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Already. And then somebody tweeted back for 2 catches? I'm like, yeah, for 2 catches. I'm like, I'm not criticizing him. I'm like, the media you know, haters are going to criticize him. Oh, you got caught on. Dez Bryant got your ass. Like, nigga, for real.
Then it's probably like, it happens.
To the best corners.
Yeah, just because I'm talking about, to me, like, every play. Oh, a dude made a play on you. Like, that's what happened. That's when you challenge.
It's a battle.
Yeah, when you challenge, that's
what
happens.
You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. The matter is, can you step back up after getting beat?
Yeah.
Do you got the mental makeup to step up to the challenge after you got beat a few times in a row? Can you step back up and win that next challenge?
When you come to fourth quarter,
exactly.
When dudes need play, is the wide receiver going to step up?
And I'm shutting him down.
Is the corner going, you know, you're going to let him get that play on
exactly.
you? And it happens.
Every now and then it does.
Richard Sherman had that moment at his perfect time, you know, blocking up Michael Crabtree. I mean, so he's, you know, everybody knows, oh, look what he did. He does that every time.
And then you have the other side with Raheem Moore for the Broncos, who whiffed on that Hail Mary against Baltimore, and they lost.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's sorry. Like, well, I mean, shit, he angled it wrong.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, like, does it suck? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a sorry ass feeling. Like,
you didn't make the play, nigga. Make the play. But, I mean, we ain't playing this game.
Exactly.
I'm not getting paid to do this.
Exactly.
I'm watching it because I love it. This is, you know, everything is a 50-50 chance.
And they lost Bobby Wagner. Their defense is taking some losses, man.
Yeah.
On Seattle. So, yes, they're not as formidable as they were last year. They lost some cats in free agency, which happens after you win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're starting to see the injury bug a little bit. So they are a little, there's a little dent in that armor there. And, you know, Dallas broke through.
Yeah. So, good for Dallas.
Good for Dallas, yeah.
You know, talking about your team, Broncos, you know, beating them Jets. We was talking about it.
Awful.
They just.
It was a terrible game by Denver.
It wasn't as
bad. That was a terrible game by Denver standards. I was never concerned about losing. It was just the sloppiest thing I have seen on off. I was just like, this is terrible. I will give credit to Rex Ryan. His D can play.
Yeah, you can't just not show up.
I mean, and they showed it against New England the other night. Yeah. I mean, their D is still good regardless. So I got to give them credit. They had Peyton, you know, on the move a little bit, but I mean, damn, Peyton and Peyton was 22-33 for 237 and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Like it looked bad, but you look at the stats, you're like, damn, like it doesn't seem that bad. So I mean, you know, I mean, the MVP is the defense. The defense has been unbelievable for Denver so far.
Stepping up, man.
Von Miller has 6 sacks. Boom! He had 18 and a half a couple years ago. I think people forgot. The man is coming. He's coming for cats now. It's a wrap, son. And when he gets going, it's over. Defense is just destroying cats.
Yeah.
So, Ronnie Hillman, though.
Yeah.
24 carries, 100 yards.
On
I mean,
Jets, that's good.
I got to get a man some love. He's a little small dude. You know, a lot of people don't know about him. Out of San Diego State. It's that Cali love right there. Broke Marshall Faulk's record at San Diego State, which is a big, major accomplishment. That's a big deal. So the kid got skills. I mean, he showed out this year. Like I said, if he can hold on to the ball, he had a little fumble. they were able to recover, but he's got to clean that up. He's got to be able to hold on to that rock. That's his Achilles heel. I mean, besides that, I mean, clearly the kids show he's got some game. You know, reports came out that Monte Ball is not, quote unquote, guaranteed, you know, his spot, which I assumed. No, I'm like, if he wasn't producing early on, so I'm like, if Ronnie Hillman starts balling, I don't want to keep it going.
If you ain't a top five back, it's probably you probably in a run. You're in a committee.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not even, I mean, you know, great win. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, 10 catches, 124 yards and touchdown. Fantasy people was like, yes, he's back.
Yeah, that was killing.
So I'm like, you know, Julius Thomas, four catches, two more touchdowns, got 9 touchdowns now on the season already. I mean, their offense isn't as dominant as it was last year, it seems. But, I mean, clearly they still have enough weapons to just destroy cats. They're honest. I will say, I will tote my horn on this. They are the best offense in the league. Ain't no question on that. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about that.
Julius Thomas, I'm like, I'm trying to give you 20-some damn touchdown. Dude, I was thinking about that. That was a smart move, keeping both of them.
I kept Julius Thomas, Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham's down now, so I got Julius. Holla! Loving it. Yeah. And, I mean, for the Jets, they just got to get their act together. Yeah. I know we spoke on them a little bit earlier, but.
Yeah, we'll get into them on that. And they were coming up. Mm-hmm. Somebody else who put up some big numbers, especially fantasy wise. Damn it, Joe Flacco.
Hey, man.
5 touchdown early. Whoop. That fucking Bucks.
The Bucks are done. I will give it to. I got to give it to Baltimore. Joe Flacco's looked pretty good. He's looked really good this season. I mean, their team has somewhat flown under the radar. A lot of people aren't talking about him very much. I know, you know, of course, you know, the whole Ray Rice issue, of course, plays a role in it. But, you know, they seem to have put that behind them, and they're moving forward, man. They're marching on without him. They're 4-2 right now. They're looking good. I mean, that was a fucking whopping. Like, I know everybody's like, oh, can't wait to play Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's how they play. Like, getting nothing, man.
If that's how it's going to be, and I mean, Steve Smith did it again, another 100-yard game. Another touchdown. We did have a Torrey Smith sighting. He had 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, you know, for your fantasy lovers out there, if you dropped him, I know you're like, fuck.
Yeah, he ain't been playing well.
So, I mean, you know, we got to give it to Baltimore. They did the damn thing. And for Tampa Bay,
they're just struggling. They're at the bottom right now.
At the bottom again. I mean, jeez.
Hey, man. Like you said, with Kojak, Patriots not back, you know, but, you know, they look good against the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Real efficient back today. Some winning ways. I mean, yeah, they're not that magic team, but they still winning.
Yeah, I mean, all I said was they ain't the juggernaut, of course, that they used to be, but they're still a formidable team who can still, you know, do the damn thing. Tom Brady, what, 4 TDs, no picks. Threw for over 350. I mean, he can still get, like we said, if you give him time, he can get the job done. Now, they did take 2 big losses, man.
Yeah, they did.
They lose Mayo, they linebacker.
Done for season with the knee injury.
Ooh, and then Steven Ridley. That's their power back.
Yeah.
Which is a big blow to them, even though he was Mr. Fumbles.
Yeah, nah, you still don't want to lose him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a little ticked because I dropped Shane Vereen and he was just scooped up by somebody else. I'm like, fucking... I dropped you because you weren't producing. Now you the feature back, damn it. But, I mean, it happened. So, I mean, he had a good game as a starting running back. But, I mean, Buffalo seems to be Buffalo.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing much changed. I had high hopes, but it doesn't look like it's really going to pan out. And New England, I mean, they're still a formidable opponent. I mean, Gronkowski seems to be getting close to 100%. Had 7 catches, almost 100 yards in that game. So, I mean, you know, they look okay. Brandon LaFell stepped up a little bit, had two touchdown catches. And their defense played solid. You know, they lost 2 big components, though. So it will be interesting to see how they are able to win going forward against some more formidable opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of these soft teams. So I have to agree with Kojak on that extent that they have whooped on, like, some whack teams. It's not like they...
You take a schedule,
but I mean, you gotta beat who's in front of you, so you know, I give them credit for that. And then Buffalo, I mean, they have to figure out their running back situation. Is it Fred Jackson or is it CJ Spiller? Yeah. What the hell are you going to do?
Trade CJ Spiller because they keep riding Fred Jackson.
They might as well. But I guess they're like, well, we want to hold on to CJ Spiller just in case. He's our change of pace. Like, well, that's not what a top 10 pick is supposed to be. He was picked in the top 10 draft. Yeah.
And he seems to produce when you give him the ride.
Yeah.
You just don't give it to him.
They're not utilizing him properly. I believe he's a free agent at the end of the season, and he's gone.
Mm.
He's going to go somewhere else and be that next Darren Sproles type player, and we'll see, you know, what happens in the future.
Man, that was a nice win by the Bears, beating the Falcons in Atlanta. You know, just
I was wrong.
Numbers, man.
I was wrong.
They're not going to go away. Bears going to keep it competitive.
Atlanta, man. Forte,
feature back.
What you got to do.
Yeah, they were giving him the rock.
Steven Jackson, disappointment.
Yeah, they don't have a running game.
Yeah.
They don't seem like.
And then, of course, you got Alshon Jeffery, Brandon Marshall back. Both of them had 100 yards.
Their leading receiver is Matt Forte.
With 10 catches. Like, golly.
And I got him on my, I'm just like, get him to me.
And I mean,
give him to me.
For those of you out there who, I've seen some of you guys out there have dropped Roddy White in fantasy land. Hey, I ain't mad at you. It really hasn't done a whole lot. Their offense isn't clicking like I thought it would. They're really not. Don't seem to be on the same page. Matt Ryan seems a little skittish this year, and just defensively, they don't have anything. So
no,
it's golly.
It's all on that offense.
So it's Carolina capitalize.
Mm.
Seriously, because it's completely yours for the taking. It is completely Carolina's for the taking. There's nobody. New Orleans has completely underachieved. Tampa Bay's nothing. And Atlanta is just, they keep losing.
Now, let me see. I mean, right now, yeah, they're 3-2. That tie, you know, nobody likes ties.
Nope.
I mean, let's just be real. Nobody likes ties.
Terrible.
Cam Newton looking good, man. He got a ton of rushes.
He looked much better.
Looking like that old Cam.
Yeah.
And, you know, that running game is, you know, left to be desired still. He's still filling in.
They still need a – they need a back who can stay healthy. None of them can seem to stay healthy. So, until they can get one, it's going to be the same old story.
Yeah, but I like I got Cam on my team. Like, oh, he going – run. Didn't he get like almost 100 yards rushing in this game?
He had a bunch of carries. They ran his ass this game.
They're looking healthy, man. Yeah, it is there for the taking.
He's got to stay in that pocket and wing it, though.
Yeah, no, he's got to. And he played well. He was doing that early in the season, but he's still keeping it going.
And then I said, man, Andy Dalton, you got to step up without A.J. Green. I mean, he played all right.
Yeah, but it's like when you need him. He don't come through.
He don't come through in the clutch.
You know, Packers talking about coming through in the clutch. Aaron Rodgers, late TD, win the game. I mean, I was watching the game, you know, of course, on Red Zone. You like, all right, you giving this nigga time. You're like, all right, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, 4 second. I'm like, no pressure. He just moving, scrambling, air it out. Is somebody going to catch it? Of course it is. And he's wide open.
Touchdown.
Jordy Nelson. Getting like what almost 10 carries a time.
Had 9 catches, 107 yards, and TD. He's money guaranteed, which is why he got paid. I mean, Randall Cobb again had a touchdown. They got to get Eddie Lacy going, though.
Yeah, their running game is still kind of suspect. I mean, James Starks is now starting to get some more touches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what happens. You don't produce.
Nah, any means necessary. If we got to give somebody else more run, we gonna do it.
Exactly.
Well, Aaron Rodgers keeps doing it.
And then, I mean, and Miami gave him a good run. Mm-hmm. They try. I mean, they played hard, but it's Aaron Rodgers in the end. I mean, damn it. I mean, what are you going to do?
At 42, 26, 4, 3 touchdowns, just doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
All right. I know we got to talk about this ass whooping. Shout out to Kyle Love, yo squad.
Shellacked him.
Damn.
Shellacked him. Jeez. So, I guess it's the same old Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Like, they got demolished. They need Rashard Jennings back badly.
Oh, they do. They need Rashard Jennings. They need some running game.
Yeah.
You know. You got knocked the fuck out. They got knocked the fuck out in that game. Just what?
There was a LeSean McCoy sighting.
Yeah.
22 carries, 149 yards. Man.
Now he was back.
He was money. I mean, look, it seems like, again, there's a little theme going on here. Darren Sproles had a nice game, too. Had 7 carries, 39 and a touchdown. It seems like when they both seem to get going, that's when Philly tends to get it rolling. So, I mean, if you can shut down a running game, that seems to be their kryptonite. And, I mean, even Nick Foles, yeah, he's okay. But he's not that same Nick Foles from last year. People have figured him out.
Yeah, the problem was they were like, he threw like 4 interceptions. I'm like, he didn't play the whole season.
True.
Like, he came and played like, what, 9 games or something like that?
And he had a 7 touchdown game.
You know, you're like, oh, look what he can do. I'm like, if he was just balling like that, he would have earned a job. Yeah. All right.
True.
But he's solid. He just had a bad game.
Yeah.
Shocking to me. I did not expect the Browns to dominate like that.
Dude.
That shit was crazy.
Dude. I got to give him love. I mean, I think they're underrated. I've been saying I think they're an underrated bunch. I think their defense is highly underrated. And they have proven it. I mean, they have been in every game. And Brian Hoyer is hanging on by a thread to his starting job. I mean, 8-17 for 217 and a touchdown. I mean, he made the necessary plays when he needed to, but golly, that's bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ben Tate, they're riding him until he gets hurt again.
Killing, man.
25 carries, 78 yards, 2 TDs. They got Isaiah Crowell, who had 11 for 77 and a touchdown. So they riding that running game. They carried it 38 times.
And Jordan Cameron coming back, you know, got him a touchdown in the game. They rolling right now. I mean, I know there's a lot of talk, you know, what to do with Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer, and should they re-sign him, and, you know, all of that. I mean, right now, you don't need to worry about that. Right now, you lost your center, Alex Mack, for the season.
Big loss. He was probably the best center in the league.
Yep.
That was the one position they didn't have to worry about at all. So, huge, huge loss, especially for Alex Mack, man. He just signed a long-term extension. It's like, damn. So, that's a huge, huge loss for their offense. So, you know, Brian Hoyer may have some issues going forward. You may see.
He might, man. He might. You know, I know the Steelers, it's just not looking good for them right now. I heard they got questioned by Bill Cowher and, you know, using the four-letter word that football players don't like to hear.
Soft.
I'm like, oh. You know, these are two former, you know, Steelers. And, I mean, they're just not playing well. They're not like, you know, in a sense, just getting, they're not physical. It's just right now, they're just not good.
Yeah. They're just getting run over.
They just, talent's not there.
They're just getting run over by teams. I mean, they have talent. I don't know.
I don't know. That offensive line hasn't been.
It hasn't been great.
You know, the defense is getting older and haven't been able just to replace guys, like, you know, for that nice period of time where they were just rotating dudes, like great player after great player just coming in. I mean, right now, it happens.
Exactly.
You know, you got to figure something out. Speaking of injuries, how did we not talk about Victor Cruz's injury with the Giants?
Felt bad for him. That was a sad moment, seeing him getting carted off and crying and bawling. It was just like, those are the moments you feel really bad for these guys, because they put their bodies on the line, and then when you see, you know, they show that emotion, and it's just, you know, because a lot of people don't know. They know. They know the minute that they – I mean, you saw the play. He grabbed his knee midair before he even hit the ground. He knew the minute he hit the ground, he knew his season was over. And that is probably why he was crying, because he knew it was done.
He just heard. He just like
– I mean, yes, the pain was there, but he knew season was already over.
He's like, oh,
he knew. Shit, and he was like, I don't even need the MRI. I don't need to be the CAT scan. I know I'm done for the season. I know I am.
Right.
And it sucks. You know, a guy like Victor Cruz especially. He's a good dude. Yeah. You see him now in the Time Warner commercials all the time, doing the salsa dancing and all that. So you root for a guy like that.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a
great player. And
it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks.
And the Giants couldn't handle that, man. That's not.
That's a loss. That's a huge loss for them. So offensively, Odell Beckham, you better they picked you in the first round, buddy. You better step up now.
Yeah, he's getting some run. And we know Rashad Jennings will be back soon. Arizona Cardinals still looking good.
That's what I said. It was one loss. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people were flipping out. Like, they were just terrible all of a sudden. I'm like, look, they had one loss. I mean, Carson Palmer's back now.
Yeah.
Which means their receivers are relevant again. So.
Yes, Michael Floyd.
Line them up. I mean, Michael Floyd, Larry Fitzgerald, they back in business. There's no question.
4-1 in the division right now.
Mm-hmm.
Leading.
So I'm like, I don't know why people were tripping. People were panicking. Like, Denver beat them. Denver has the best offense in the freaking league. That's what happened. They just ran into it.
I mean, it's Denver. They trying to prove themselves as the best team in the league and making the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs last year. You honestly think a team that didn't make the playoffs last year, you think, oh, they just going to beat the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I mean, they had 10 wins, but they didn't make the playoffs. Right. So
now they
ready. Sure they're trying to get in. They making show. And, I mean, Washington is Washington. Kirk Cousins just holding the spot for RG3. That's just what it is. Yeah. He hasn't earned it.
No.
He hasn't earned it. I mean, he hasn't been god awful, but he has been great.
I mean, let's just be honest. Until they know for sure that RG3 is not the guy, nobody else is playing quarterback.
Yep.
But I mean, you want to see Kirk Cousins, but I'm like, if you still believe in RG3 that he's your guy, when he healthy, you put him in.
Kirk Cousins could have easily stole his job. If Kirk Cousins was balling like Nick Foles was last year, they weren't gonna pull Kirk Cousins.
No.
But now that he's been playing ass, yes, now's the time. Oh yeah, he's just holding the spot for RG3. Yep.
Come on, they're 1-5 and both Philly and Dallas are 5-1 in their division. So If they gonna try to salvage something,
it's gotta be with RG3.
Yep, now's the time.
And then lastly, KJ, I know you was happy. Your squad won Monday Night Football. They look like a lot of people are like, oh, they back. They look like they ramping up. Oh, and then they are about to run into a juggernaut called the Denver Broncos.
Oh, shit.
Buddy. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, 22-35, 343, 3 TDs, no picks. So, I mean, he had a good game. He had a good all-around game. They got to get Frank Gore going, though. 16 carries, 38 yards ain't enough. That
ain't
enough.
I have.
You got to give me at least 20. At least 20.
They was giving high, a lot of touches. Especially in that end zone, they was like at the 3, and I'm screaming at I'm screaming at the TV like, wait a minute, I don't see 21 in the backfield. Why the fuck you on the 3?
Give
him the ball.
And I hope against Denver they keep getting Carlos Hyde carry. You know what? Fine. I will take Carlos Hyde over Frank Gore.
He's been that goal line back. I mean,
that's fine. Whatever. I mean, the less Frank Gore plays against Denver, the better. Wonderful. If you don't want to use him, fine. But shoot, he's still a top 10 back, no question. And I mean, he's a beast. Are you kidding me? So feed this man. And I mean, Anquan Boldin is Anquan Boldin. He just does what he does. 7 catches, 94, and a touchdown. So, I mean, they got weapons. I mean, Vernon Davis, 3 catches for 30 yards. They still are not on the same page.
Alex Smith had a
connection.
He was getting all the catches. Now, for him, it's,
Crabtree.
Mm-hmm. And then Anquan Boldin just there.
That sucks.
And
you would think, though.
But he's a scrambler, and he's going to go deep instead of being like, oh, I'm running out the pocket. Let me just dump it off. He's like, I'm going to just hold it and go along.
That's fine.
Speaking of him, let's get in it. Because, I mean, look, do we really have much to say on this Patriots Jets?
The Patriots Jets, it was a great effort by the Jets. Like I said, the Jets defense still plays tough. Rex Ryan is a good-ass defensive coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's top-notch. So, at the very minimum, he's going to be a defensive coordinator somewhere. So, he can coach a D. They're going to give teams issues. The question is, can Geno Smith take over a game and win? No, he can't do it. He came out ranting, raving how he's going to be top 5. The brother needs to work on being top 20. I mean, he's bad. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't terrible. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't terrible against the Patriots. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been that close. But I mean, he salvaged himself another week. I mean,
the thing is, he's been okay. He's had his ups and downs. So he has moments of he's crap, but he comes through. And you feel like, do you want to use that time to, you know, he's not getting developed.
No.
Clearly. And it's kind of like, well, is it his fault that he went to a team who can't develop him, even though he shows
he's got some skills.
He's solid. You know, so, is he better than EJ Manuel and all that, you know.
Now, for you Jets fans, I will say, I did see what the referee did to that Patriots player when they blocked that field goal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
saw that little tap he gave him, like, no, you got to move here. Oh, okay. What? Are you really helping the fucking Patriots? Okay. Guaranteed he's getting demoted. I guarantee you he getting demoted or something. You can't do that.
No.
You cannot help the opposing team, in, especially in a situation like that, where they're going for a game-winning field goal. Dude's clearly lined up wrong. You're supposed to throw a flag once they snap the ball, and you're over here. No, you got to fix that. What?
Right.
I was not mad at Rex Ryan for being hot for that. Like, dude, word.
I could at least
word.
You know, basically, like, you'd rob me of getting a fair chance.
I could have got a win.
Yeah, my kick, he could have missed it. Fine, but at least let him, you didn't basically give him a chance to try.
Exactly, and it was like, that's fucking, now he kicked, granted the kicker kicked it a little low, but I mean, that was bull.
He had to get it there.
That was bull. Yeah, so I mean.
And it's like, oh, of course it's the Patriots.
Of course it is. They get the tuck rule and everything.
And you did it against a rival team. Like really, out of all games, you're going to pick a rival game to do that kind of shit on television?
Thursday night.
Dummy.
I just got to say for the Patriots, for the record, they are the ones who killed the Raiders. That damn tuck rule.
Man, that shit is always
that tuck rule. That's it. That jinxed the Raiders for the rest of their fuck until now, until today, and until they get better.
That was bullshit.
And Raider fans will live that. They will die by
that.
That
was bullshit. He like, oh no, it's not. Like,
it's not a fumble. He tucked it. They're like tuck rule. Man. Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm. It's like this exception group. Which name, oh, it's where we have one of those.
What ref ran that like deep this, into like the manual?
You know, or like this tie thing. We were like, wait, you can tie games? And they tried to clown something. You know, he didn't know that the season it ties. I'm like, because you never think it's going to tie.
Yeah.
So what? It's like, oh, it's tied. Oh, okay.
Exactly. You get a half a win.
All right, since we was talking about them in that game, it's going to be one of them popping games. Go ahead, talk 49ers at the Broncos
KJ,
Sunday night.
KJ, I know you listening, brother. I'm ready to rock and roll. So Kaepernick better be ready. Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware coming for that ass. And, I mean, he going to have to sit his ass in the pocket and throw it. Can he do it better than Peyton? All signs point to no. They going up to Mile High, too. He can run if he wants to. He going to get tired as hell in that Mile High air. So I'm just saying, that brother going to have to wing that ball, and I don't know if he going to have enough time to do it because the Von Miller train is coming. Had two sacks against, who was that we played, Arizona, and had two sacks against the Jets. I think he's going for three against Colin Kaepernick. Let's get it cracking. Hey. I'm ready. I ain't even worried about offense. Offense is going to be fine.
Ooh.
Offense going to be fine. I'm worried about that D, baby. Let's get after Colin Kaepernick. Let's show the world what he's really about.
There you go, man.
Let's show him.
I'm going to be watching
I'm ready to roll, baby.
I mean, let's go in there. You got the Falcons going to the Ravens.
Mm.
This is a big game for the Falcons, man.
Huge. They on the road, too. This is a major game for the Falcons. They have to win this
two
game.
And four right
they
now.
Have to win this game. They have to. And if they don't, they're pretty much counted out as far as winning their division.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be tough.
This is a must win. Yeah, it's a tough game. So, you know, unfortunately, I did pick Atlanta to win their division. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. I'm rolling with Baltimore on this one. And I think it's going to be close. Probably about 28-23. Mm. Kick there and, you know, give them a little butt whooping.
Yeah, I like Baltimore in this game. You know, they know it's a big game right now. They're second in the division. Cincinnati's kind of wavering.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can do something. I think, you know, coming off that game, you know, it's a nice little test for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like the Ravens in that.
Now, there aren't a whole lot of great games this week, it doesn't seem.
Well, I like the Panthers at the Packers is interesting.
That's a very good game.
I think that's a huge NFC conference game.
That's a very big game. That's a big game for Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been getting healthy. You can see the last game he was a little bit healthier, ran it a little bit more. This is going to be a big match. Him against Aaron Rodgers
in Green Bay.
In Green Bay. So he's going to have to show out. You know, he did a great job against Cincinnati. You know, he's got to show that same kind of grit. Kelvin Benjamin had a concussion. We'll see if he can be back in time. But they need some running help. Yeah, he needs some help in the running game.
We'll have to. And this will be a big game for that Carolina defense as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Aaron Rodgers has been getting pressure. It's just keep him in that pocket.
Yep.
You know, and just make a decision. Make him throw it.
And shut down Eddie Lacy. He ain't been playing well. Don't let him start getting going, because once he gets going, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And shoot, once they get him going, they're pretty damn good on offense. So you need to stop him.
You know, what's a big game because it's division, the Giants at the Cowboys.
Real spit, I'm not even going to lie to you. I think the Giants are going to win. I think the Giants are going to win this game. I can see the Cowboys having that high where it's like, we beat Seattle. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we on top now. We the best team, blah, 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 blah. This is a trap game. This is a trap game. Because you're riding high now. You're at home. Fans are like, yeah, y'all the best team. Pumping up your heads. And next thing you know, Giants are going to come in and whoop that ass. And you're going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yep.
Make sure you on your A game. I got respect for the Cowboys, but this is a trap game. I'd say that for any team like this. This is a game. Giants got shellacked.
Yeah. Lost Victor Cruz.
Lost Victor Cruz. Emotionally, they're going through a roller coaster right now.
Putting somebody in the corner.
You don't know what. Exactly. We saw it with New England when everybody was crapping on them and shitting on them and blah, 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 blah. And they came out and waxed Cincinnati.
And I always say these division games,
they are always close.
It doesn't matter. You can always lose.
Because you know your division. You play them all the damn time. So,
and this team, nobody in this division likes anybody else.
And honestly, nobody's giving the Giants a shot.
Nope.
So this is why I can see the Giants winning this
Giants
game.
Are one of them teams that you could see them, the record for DeMarco Murray ending in this game.
When they
need to step up, they've stepped up, and they need this game as well. But this is I agree with you. This is a trap game.
Yes, it really is. So be careful, Dallas Cowboys. And then
Saints and Lions. I mean, this is the same thing with the Saints. You can have an opportunity, and Lions need this game.
I mean, I don't really like Detroit much, but I got Detroit winning this one just because New Orleans is on the road. I can't trust New Orleans away from home. I can't. I don't trust either one, but I can't trust them away from home.
Yeah.
So I mean, now I will say they don't have Calvin Johnson.
But that situation is starting to get
huge problem.
Yeah. Are they trying to wait till after they buy? Which
smart.
Yes.
Please hold him out. Yeah. Please don't rush him back. There's no point. Yeah. There's no point. You're going to rush him back. He's going to get hurt again. Going to be out longer. Just wait till he's freaking healthy.
Yeah. 4-2. You're at home.
You have a little leeway.
No, your defense is solid.
Play with it.
Just, you got some momentum going. Yes. Just kind of ride it.
Stick it out.
And just
Golden Tate hasn't been bad.
No.
But
this is Megatron. And this is your
major
key to your Super Bowl chances. So you need to rest them in this division. Conference, everything's close. You can do that as well.
Yep.
You have the Bengals at the Colts.
Hey, another big game. Another very big game. So this is going to be interesting. It's a very interesting game for Indianapolis. I think this could be a trap game for them as well. I mean, they're coming off that high. They beat Houston that Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. Back on top in the division, whooping that ass. You know what I'm saying? Everything's good. And the Bengals are coming off that tie. Yeah. You know they ain't happy about that.
Nah.
Now.
And it's a big game as well.
And I don't know. And it's not a primetime game. Mm. So, you know, the Bengals, they seem to perform well in the non-primetime games.
Right.
So, you know, I could see the Bengals. I might have to go with the Bengals on this one. I think I got the Bengals winning this one.
Okay. It's hard to pick against Andrew Luck at home. So I might be leaning that way. Them Chargers, man, hanging close in the division.
Just because we had our bye week.
Rivers.
I got to give Phillip Rivers credit.
He talk.
He's number one right now. He has to be tops. Mm. I mean, They really don't have much of a running game. Their defense has been okay. But, I mean, they're winning based off the arm of Phillip Rivers. He looks like elite Phillip Rivers again, which I knew would happen since Mike McCoy went mm-hmm. there. I knew that was what's going to happen. So, I mean, and Kansas City's on the road. That Brandon Oliver kid looks pretty good, too. I mean,
does,
you know,
he does.
They have some weapons. Coach Jack, I need you to sprinkle some good luck in Kansas City on them Chiefs, man.
You're not going to want to.
Give them some luck. We need them to beat the Chargers so we can hop into first place, bro. That's what we need so we can get that one-game gap. So, but, I mean, you know, win, lose, or draw, I got to go with San Diego. How can you not? They're riding high. They're rolling. But,
yeah,
again,
how can you not?
Again, another it's the division game.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Now, Kansas City trying to stay in the race.
They are.
In the hunt. They need this game. They don't want to go down 2-4.
Nah, definitely not.
And Monday night, you got the Texans at the Steelers. That game could be just like that, which
I'm not impressed.
Like,
now,
the worst case scenario for this game is if Steelers get mollywopped.
Yeah.
And it's possible.
Y'all should have put the Broncos 49ers Monday night. I don't know what y'all
think.
They
got to pick and choose.
Yeah. But, I mean, Houston and Pittsburgh better win this game.
Both 3-3.
You, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you better win this game.
It's a big game for both teams for this season.
I got to give it to him. J.J. Watt. Got to give him up there for some MVP love, too. I mean,
oh, yes.
One-man wrecking crew. He can do it all.
He is in that.
He is worth every penny they paid him. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. That man is worth
it. He's going to be getting the after.
They are 3-3 because of him.
Mm-hmm.
F they offense. He is the reason they 3-3. He's leading that team.
Arian Foster when he's been trying to show up.
Yeah.
You know, but they, you know, Steelers need this win for confidence purposes.
Yes,
definitely.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, if they lose on Monday, that's really.
That's a blow.
That's going
to hurt. That's a blow to their ego.
Yeah,
that's a big blow.
That's going
to
sting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 7 weeks in, you know, things are getting good out here. It's
loving
looking
it.
Tight.
I'm loving it.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick music break. We are going to come back and get into some NBA talk now. You know, last of our season previews,
mm-hmm.
the two best divisions in the league.
That's right.
Y'all listening to the Brothers Lambert Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. Why you mad at me? Hey, why you mad, nigga? Why you mad at me? Yo, suck it, nigga. Why you mad at me? Late nights, earn stripes, serving straight white. Talk shit, slap box, clean to the daylight. Might fuss, may fight, but stay tight. Keep what the J need, phone the lighter, hit the bass pipe. If the trap was the ocean or the sea, you could consider me and them the killer whales and great whites. Before a nigga tried to click it, made him think twice. Cause they knew cap would kill a nigga before you blink twice. They right, I'm reciting my life. Nigga, I was there no matter what, through sirens on a silent night. Cold Sunday, slow Mondays, hot Friday night. Two to third is serving whether or not they ride tonight. On peaceful days, hostile evenings, even violent nights. Chip on my shoulder, holy grudge, you can die tonight. I swear you niggas had no idea what my life was like. Upon the bright lights and the half a million. Cause I came from the bottom to the top. Why you mad? Maybe cause I spent a hundred on the draw. Why you mad? Cause I kept it pimping and stayed down. Why you mad? Is it cause I am the A-town? Why you mad? Is it cause you were lame and I'm a cheat? Why you mad? Is it cause I got love in the street? Why you mad? Cause you know your time running now. That's why you mad. Cause you know I'm king. Hey, y'all, that's why they mad. Hey. Niggas mad cause I got it like this. Rolls on my wrist, holes on my dick. Hey, but I could give a fuck about this industry. I'ma be the same tip to the end of me. That's something you know automatically if you're a friend of me. Question how to think otherwise, now you've offended me. Came in the game not looking for friends or enemies. But found them both, now the niggas into me. Got little rap niggas like him into me. Major labels and polices wanna censor me. Feds on my ass cause I'm in the streets. Like I still slang, listen to lame niggas who lie to snitch on me. It ain't my fault that you can't picture me riding in a Phantom. And I swear I never fathomed all the fame that a nigga could gain from Atlanta. Now I'm just trying to maintain for Atlanta. Before niggas was saying Atlanta, I was grown par Doug, I stayed in Atlanta. True enough, I sold yay in Atlanta. Compared to contributions I made to Atlanta. From the bottom to the top. Why you mad? Maybe cause I spent a hundred on the draw. Why you mad? Is it cause I kept it pimping to stay down? Why you mad? Is it cause I am the A-town? That's why you mad? Is it cause you were lame and I'm a cheat? Why you mad? Is it cause I got love in the street? Why you mad? Is it cause you know your time running now? That's why you mad? Is it cause you know
excuses to do. But man, you lucky I ain't bucking like I used to do, fools. While you were throwing ones and twos, I was lifting them twos. And then shooting the shoes to see if they move or either bust his head and check if he dead, man. Don't talk around him cause I heard of the feds, man. They offer him time and they knowing he's scared to tell him. Hey, give me your name when you're doing the stretch, man. But well, why you go record what he said? And then you can tell his lawyer that his clients are dead, man. A rat I'm smelling, blow I ain't selling. Where you got that impression, ain't no telling. Yes, I'm a felon, why was that in question? What about all these records I'm selling? I'm bankhead born, bankhead bred. From when a nigga down, gon' be bankhead.
From the bottom to the top, why you mad? Maybe cause I spent a hundred on the
track. Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. So let us know your thoughts, man. NFL Week 7.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think? How's it looking? Hit us up on via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. Hit us up. You know, Sunday morning early, we hit you up with the fantasy questions. KJ does it every now and then, you know. Let us know.
Yeah, we like talking it anyway.
We'll get you W's. That's what I'm talking about.
I just like thinking about it, too. Like, good, you know, good question.
Exactly.
It's tight, man. You got to, it's all these injuries and stuff. You got to be on it every Sunday morning. It's like, let me do a recheck.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to get into our other email of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Since we get into this NBA talk. That's from Storm from the Hoopla show. What's going on, Storm?
It's happening.
A quarter of the way. Hey, guys. For once, I agree with Jonathan. Don't tell him, no. OKC cannot be successful with Westbrook consistently forgetting about the other guy on his team. You know, the defending league MVP, once he heals from injury, of course. I need for him to get a handle on his shot selection and decision-making, especially in the playoffs. The difference between Boston and Philly is that Philly has drunken the yes, we suck juice, while Boston is still in denial.
Exactly. Thank you.
However, I think it's possible to rebuild around Rondo. I've always thought that. He's a scoring point guard capable of putting up big numbers and distributing the ball. They just need to find him some people to pass to. Also, he hasn't tried to jump ship or begun bad-mouthing the team or bad-mouthing the organization, so I say roll with him. LOL at not fun. I, for one, would love some of that not fun money. My squad disappointed me with the preseason whining, but I echo Jonathan's sentiments regarding the lack of pressure making for a completely different environment. Everyone doesn't thrive on high levels of pressure or perform well with the bullseye on their backs. If they did, the league would be a different place. Don't sleep on my boys, though. We lost LBJ to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but we gained what should be a deeper bench, the lack of which killed us last year.
Yeah.
As for the Lakers, having KB24 on the floor makes him a better team, but only if he averages 30 points per game and Swaggy P puts up 25. This team still requires an aging Kobe Bryant to play too many minutes for the entire season. Lynn Sanity is also going to have to play a bigger role since the starting point guard gets hurt lifting a loaf of bread. My favorite line was definitely above average role player. This is what happens when too many teams draft on potential.
Thank you.
The reasons why there are so many disappointments.
Thank you. That P word.
Love that. I'm embarrassed to admit that this is my first show, but now that it's basketball season, I'm all in. Thank you for your in-depth analysis and X factors. I'm looking forward to trading information with you guys this season. Love the show and continue to represent for the Hoopheads. Love and Hoop Storm, Hoopla, Red Rock Network.
Woo woo. Appreciate that.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, it's all good, man. It's a lot of podcasts to listen to. Yeah. It's a lot of shows to watch. A lot of music to bump, especially on my end. I mean,
thank you for just taking the time out to at least listen to us, and you know, appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate definitely you listening appreciate and actually it. Writing in. That means a lot to us. Yeah,
definitely does.
So you know, we talking about stuff. So let's get into it. Kevin Durant. Ooh, that news came out of nowhere.
Both of them did. I was like, first it was like, oh, Kevin Durant. I was like, oh, shit. Well.
Fractured his foot. Six to 8 weeks.
Already a great start to the NBA season. Like, damn, man.
The MVP's not is hurt.
Thanks. Great. Thanks, God. No. But I mean, it happens. You know, it's a freak thing. Things happen. It's unfortunate, but you know, guys got to step up. This is what happens. Guys get hurt. You got to step up. It's hard because it's the MVP and it's Kevin Durant. But you also have another top five player on that team.
Yeah.
But now
This is
what I would suggest. This is just my suggestion. Slide Westbrook to the two guard. Play, I don't know if it needs to be Reggie Jackson or somebody else at point, and then roll with it that way. And just let Westbrook do his thing and attack. Do not let him run point where he has to distribute and attack and basically make the decisions to run the offense, because it's just not going to happen. Well, let him be an off guard. Just let him be an off guard.
To me, it just depends on who the two guard is, the quote unquote two guard is going to be. Because I think even if you move him to small, I mean, the shooting guard, he'd probably still be handling the rock. I think whoever they basically now with him gone, it's going to be in his hands anyway. He's just going to be the ball handler in the two guard.
The do everything
it's just,
guy, huh?
Do you get a smaller guy that plays it too? Like, what is he going to add? Is he going to be a defensive, like a shooter? Or are you getting Jeremy Lamb starting at the two still and do that? I don't know, but everybody waiting to see. I'm curious to see.
I'm just curious to see who's going to replace KD. I think they're rolling with Perry Jones right now, which ain't bad. Yeah. He's a long guy, lengthy, played at Baylor. I mean, he's a good dude.
I mean,
you're first round pick.
Reggie Jackson stepped up when Westbrook was hurt.
Exactly.
So now
you got to give Josh a chance, man.
Somebody else has to.
And now if he does play well and KD comes back, you got a guy who's reliable off the bench you can roll with.
Yeah, you just added another guy to your bench. Exactly. So going to step up and try to beat the Spurs and whatnot. But,
and then Bradley Beal.
Yeah, that's
random out of nowhere, too. He had to have wrist surgery. Like, he out 8 to 10 weeks or something. Like, damn. What? I guess that best backcourt belongs to Cleveland now. No, technically not. I ain't going to go that far.
No. You don't want me starting. I still don't. The boys in the Bay.
Yeah, the Splash Brothers have taken over that.
That's, to me, that's it. Yeah, it's I hate for Bradley Beal, man. And I got him in a keeper league.
That sucks.
Shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
But, it's early. Mm-hmm. It happens early. If they don't get hurt, you'd rather it happen in training camp.
Exactly. Then it happened later on in the season, they get hurt in the playoffs. You're like, no! On that Derrick Rose.
Yeah, and then that Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I mean, we don't think they make it.
Look,
the playoffs. I don't think it's not only their fault. I think there's just 8-plus teams that are better than them in the West.
If you get a chance, Storm, listen back to about a year or so ago when we were doing our previews around this time. No, 2 years, actually, when they got Dwight Howard. And hear my rant on the Lakers in that one. And you will be like, damn, he was right on, spot on. Yes, I was. It was just, the writing was on the wall. They got rid of Phil. They've
been jinxed.
They've been
jinxed. I think, I was telling John, I was like, it feel like that whole Phil Jackson move compiled with them, like, dumping everybody. Phil related as well. It wasn't just like, all right, Phil, you gone. Now, like, we cleaning the house.
Yeah, they let.
And getting ready to, veteran Laker staff go.
I know some of the staff players one of the staff players they let go.
Was that
one of the limo drivers who was there for like 30 plus years? He's like, yeah, they just kind of let everybody go. It's like, damn.
Change a new regime. I mean,
this is what happens.
Now you feel like you jinxed.
You come in trying to wreck ship and trying to change things and do it your way. This is what happens. This is why when you take hold or you become in charge of an organization, if it's working, leave it alone.
Especially if it's an organization.
Leave it alone.
Your father.
You don't come in just wrecking havoc. I'm going to do it this my way. Now we see what your way gets us. Yeah. Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. So.
Well, I mean, there ain't no replacing.
And unfortunately, Storm, Kobe ain't averaging 30 as much as he's going to try to.
This number, the whole 40 and all that, and I didn't see whoever, all them people on it.
Look, first of all, I got to back Kobe. They're idiots. Whoever made this list is freaking stupid. They got DeAndre Jordan ahead of Kobe. I'm like, okay, DeAndre Jordan's not better than Kobe Bryant. I'm sorry. Secondly, in defense of Kobe, they haven't ranked Derrick Rose nor Pau Gasol yet, and I know they're going to rank them. So you're telling me Derrick Rose been out of the game 2 years, and and it looks like he's cracking the top 30, and Kobe can't get in the top 30? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's dumb. That's stupid.
If you're basing on what they used to do.
What 40 players are there better than Kobe? I mean, I'm sorry. There ain't 40 players better than Kobe fucking Bryant. I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll say it ain't 40 players better.
And I just need
39,
to see,
I should say, better than him.
I heard the whole motivation. I just want to see Kobe Bryant back and playing. I mean, if his game diminishes, then fine. But I'd rather
he's old.
Do I think he's the?
He's not 25, people. Yeah, he's 36 years old. Yeah,
Byron Scott thinks he can get to 20.
Is he still going to be good? I mean, Lord have mercy. Michael Jordan went to the Wizards and was able to put up points.
Yeah.
I mean, damn it. The way the NBA now is nowadays, if you can shoot jumpers, you can produce.
Yeah.
Kobe can shoot. Kobe can produce. Yeah.
Kobe has a high
basketball IQ. He's going to be fine. He's not going to be the 28 point a game playing 40 some odd minute Kobe's that you used to see.
Nah, he's not.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not back to back champion.
He's going to be 30 something odd minutes putting up, you know, maybe 20, 22 points a game. You know, hopefully giving you, you know, five boards, five assists. And playing solid defense. But, I mean, is he going to be...
on a defensive part.
You know, I mean, he likes to freelance, but, I mean, you know, yeah, is he going to be first team All-NBA Kobe? I don't think he's going to be that.
Here's what I thought of when all this talk started happening. I don't think the second option is going to work. Well, I was going to say because, let's be honest, I think he's going to get voted in if he's healthy to start.
In the All-Star game.
If
he's healthy, yeah, he'll be voted in.
We would think probably the way it's going to go, though honestly, the way I think it's going to go, if you're going to base it off how we all, most of us view as All-Star, just base it on, you hope it just goes by who's the best at them positions, mm-hmm. James Harden got to start a shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if James Harden starts a shooting guard, which I think Kobe's just going to get the votes.
Yes.
If James Harden starts a shooting guard, and does Kobe Bryant make the team? I mean, if you think he's going to do...
It depends. Yeah. I mean, if you're playing well, then you should make the team. If you're not, then
it's hard when it's guard heavy now. I'm like...
It's hard. I mean, it's going to be hard to put him on.
I'm curious
just
to see
like
how that...
Just like your boy Duncan. I mean...
I always know that when they got in that one year last year, I was like, damn, he got in? Because I'm like, it's just... Hella deep. And usually it's a young guy's game.
Exactly.
I'm at this point.
I mean, out of respect, they may vote him in. But you know,
that's always an issue, too.
But, I mean, if a lot of guys are balling more than he is, I mean, he just won't make
the
team.
I'm curious to see how that's going to be. But
it'd be interesting to see.
Is he motivated?
Yes, he's motivated.
He likes playing ball.
Yeah.
Steve Nash motivated. He just can't stay healthy for shit.
He can't walk without getting
that's
hurt.
That's what he broke his carrying groceries. Like, oh, man.
He can't do nothing.
That was almost my noise award. I was like, what the heck? Okay, Grubman, you can't hold nothing now? You're at the point where you can't carry shit?
You can't dribble, huh? Like, I can't dribble a basketball without hurting my wrist.
I figured carpal he wouldn't tunnel. Start. I figured he'd probably be a backup because he wouldn't be healthy. And
he don't need to be on the team. I'm sorry. Just, Steve Nash, you trying. I give you credit for being a warrior. It's time to retire, bro.
Yeah.
It's time. It is so time. I'm sorry, but it is. All right, y'all.
So let's get into it. This last NBA division preview. The NBA starts in what, like a week, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's getting ready, man.
It's getting real close.
It's getting real close. So mm-hmm. We got the last two who, you know, we consider, you know, for sure when healthy, are the two best divisions in basketball.
No question.
Now, of course, we're going to start with the East on to the Central Division. Mm-hmm. Everybody talking about it. You know, last year, Indiana Pacers were playing well, and then all of a sudden it was like they lost their whole damn identity.
Yeah. They lost Danny Granger. They lost their leader, man. I don't know what happened.
Danny Granger was hurt.
Danny Granger got hurt, and now coming into this season, Paul George had that gruesome injury in the World Games, and now it's like who's going to step up in his place? Roy Hibbert's been – getting doubts now. Can he be that defensive force?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But I'm like, God, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, they had a rough one. But, you know, still made it back to the finals?
Made it back to the Eastern Conference finals.
And, of course, they lost to Miami. Mm-hmm. Chicago Bulls. Yo, Chicago Bulls. You know, still held down that second spot. Made it to the fourth seed.
Of course we did.
You know, lost to that upstart
Wizards. That's that excellent coaching right there. Yeah, that's what that is.
No Derrick Rose again all season.
All season. And Noah stepped it up, baby. Defensive player of the year.
Yeah. And then it was the bottom from there. Cleveland Cavs, you know, expected to do some things, made some moves, and nothing happened. Ended up landing the first pick. Andrew Wiggins and all that. And then they just were like, oh, we getting LeBron James.
I'm coming back home. Hate that fucking song.
And then, of course, trading for Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Savior signed Kyrie Irving to that big contract. Sean Marion, so they, of course, you know, everybody talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Detroit Pistons, you know, brought in Josh Smith.
Brought in Stan Van Gundy.
Mm-hmm. Then, well, you know.
Josh Smith, yeah, that really didn't pan out how they had hoped.
You know, is Gray Monroe still signed? Or
yes, signed the one-year tender.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. He will be a free agent after
that,
this season.
That mix didn't really work out too well. Brandon Jennings.
Stan Van Gundy said he may not play. There's a good chance he's probably not going to play all three at the same time.
So. Yeah. And you had the Milwaukee Bucks struggling as usual.
Milwaukee Bucks, and they had a terrible season. Got Jabari Parker, probably the most NBA-ready player in the draft. And added Jason Kidd. As head coach.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Right.
They really wanted him, clearly, because it was tampering, so.
Clearly. So, I mean, I'm sure Brooklyn was like, good riddance. Go ahead and take him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Like we said, we can always start from the earlier champs and go down. Yeah, the Pacers, just grueling. Oh, that injury was.
Hard to watch.
Was nasty.
Very hard to watch.
So where they go from here? Lance Stephenson's gone. They try, but. Didn't offer enough. He's off to Charlotte. You know, we already talked about that. We think that's a big coup for them.
Replaced him with Rodney Stuckey.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Okay. You know, you still got, you know, David West. Luis Scola was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice for them. You know, Roy Hibbert clearly going to be asked to do more now.
Without question. He's got to step up.
Small forward. I mean, CJ Miles, Chris Copeland. You know, George Hill, you know, took a step back kind of when Lance Stephenson was balling, so, you know, they're going to need a lot more from him now. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he'll be that combination guard, pick up some of the scoring slack. So, again, who you got for your X-Factor on
this
team?
My X-Factor on this team has got to be Frank Vogel, the coach. Mm. I mean, going – basically last year, Chicago and Indiana were probably your two best defensive teams. Even without the firepower of a Derrick Rose, or really a true offensive threat, Chicago was still able to make the number four seed. Pressure is going to be on Frank Vogel to do something similar. Mm-hmm. You're missing your go-to guy, your main scorer. You don't have a whole lot of offensive threats on this team, but you are a great defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be expected to grind out that basically utilize that defense to your advantage. And some games are probably going to be ugly. 60, 70-point games, you may win, but it's going to be ugly. But that's what you got to do. I mean, and that's what the mentality this team's going to have. They're going to have to grind. I mean, you know, very similar to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost eerily similar.
Except they kind of – they choked theirs away.
Yeah.
You would think when they were struggling during that period that that's what they would do. Like, okay, look, we're just sucking, but let's just play defense and see what happens because
so
we can do it.
And that's the mentality they're going to have to take on, and, you know, that's got to come from their coach.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I think they really got to dig deep and get back to what they got them, that got them there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my X factor, I think it's David West. I think this is his team now. You know, Roy Hibbert can, you know, of course, they'll need to step up because of that money. Mm-hmm. And because, of course, Indiana Pacers are looking to shop him.
Yep.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, he's a movable piece.
Without question.
But I think David West is his team. As a leader and just being that focal point and just, you know, demanding the rock. I still think he can give, 17, 18 points. You know, with this team, he can probably get 20 if they gave him the ball enough.
Yeah.
But I think he's really got to take hold of this team. I think he didn't as much as I felt he should the last couple of years. But I think for him, he's my X factor. For right now, the Pacers just getting in the playoffs because – this should be a harder division than it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hard, but I feel for Indiana. I hate seeing stuff like that happen.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's get on to your Chicago Bulls, man.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Rose back.
That's money. I'm hoping. He's looked good so far. I mean, I was glad he was able to make it through the FIBA tournaments unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
So far, he's been going through training camp, the preseason games. He's looked good. he's not offensively. You can tell he's not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the explosion getting back. You see the athleticism still there. I mean, this is his team. I mean, let's not, you know, it's been a couple years, but this is still Derrick Rose's team. I mean, this is his city. I mean, this is his town. And I think he's really learned that to trust his teammates a little bit more now, seeing, you know, them play as hard as they did and play as well as they did. He knows they can step up and play well, and he's going to have to utilize his teammates now. They had a nice offseason. You add Gasol, you added Mirotic. You know, Doug McDermott has shown he can shoot the lights out. Mm-hmm. This team, so they have a lot of depth. I like the direction they're going. Taj Gibson, no qualms about coming off the bench. He's still
gonna get
doing
time.
His thing. He's gonna be the fourth quarter guy, no question. I think it's gonna be he and Noah will be in there in the fourth.
If he's smart, he knows that. But right now there's a window to win a championship, and he's young enough to where, all right, if I hold my tongue for like a couple more years for this window, that knowing that
he
when
can
this
get paid.
Yeah, if this window closes, all they're gonna do is trade me, and I still got.
Mm-hmm.
7-8 more years left in this league.
Exactly.
But right now, if I play my part, you know, I might be able to give me a ring at this. But I like him, man. I like Taj Gibson, man. I fool he is. He come with it.
Yeah.
This team plays great in the clutch. You know, Joakim Noah, other leader of the team. You know, should be great passing with him and Gasol.
Yes. People think Gasol's washed up. I think he's still really good, man. He's looked really good so far in the preseason with him. So
Mike Dunn, loving it. You still kept?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just with the shooting.
Let's not forget about Jimmy Butler, who's been beasting in the preseason.
Did they sign him to an extension yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We got till Halloween, so we shall see.
Yeah, Tony Snell's been solid. You still got the veteran Kurt Heimer. They have a nice mix.
Mm-hmm.
They can do some things. My X factor for this team – is going to be Tom Thibodeau. He does a great game getting this team to play great defense. Mm-hmm. I do think having Noah, Gibson, and Butler, and, you know, Kurt Heimrich at times, you know, all solid defenders in their own right. You know, they can do some things defensively. We know they'll win that way. But I need to see him really figure out how to run this offense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that he pushes Derrick Rose, and I hope Derrick Rose isn't feeling on the same way that, all right, I'm not the scoring threat yet, but I have enough options where I can run this team. Maybe take five, on average about five less shots than I would in a normal game to get these other guys going, you know, as a way, you know, that way come toward the end of the season, you know, I'm more healthy. Now I can start scoring when I need to, because this is in the playoffs, this is where I need to be. I hope he does that, and I hope he manages his fucking team minutes. He has a deep team. Do not play these dudes 40-plus minutes if you don't have to. In big games, yes, and I know they can consider every game as a big game, but I'm like, you know, division-making games, big teams, you've got to monitor this team. You've got to Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, I think Butler, a lot of these guys got hurt. You know, so I think he has to manage this team. And if he kind of spreads it out, does the Popovich thing of just playing the bench, getting the bench ready, McDermott, Mirotic, some time, let Paul Gasol kind of feel his way in, and I think coming to the end of the season, this team can fight for that number one seed again.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
No question. The X factor for me is simple, and it's the chemistry of the team. They've ever since the whole bench mob – they've kind of had guys going in and out of their bench. It's only really been Taj Gibson. Seems like Taj Gibson and Kirk Heinrich have really been the only two consistent players there on the bench every year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now, you know, you got Mike Dunleavy in his second year there.
Mm-hmm.
You add Pau Gasol. You add Doug McDermott. You add, you know, Nikola Mirotic. You add Aaron Brooks. Like you said, Tom Thibodeau is going to have to divvy up these minutes. He can't run Jimmy Butler 40-plus minutes like he used to. You know, he used to do that with Dang and stuff. He's going to have to utilize that bench. And chemistry-wise with Derrick Rose, he's been gone 2 years.
Right.
So, you know, stepping right back into that role, it's a tough thing to do. So, you know, being that point guard, he's going to have to manage the team and understand that now he's at a point now where he doesn't have to do all the scoring.
Yeah.
And now he can kind of pick and choose when he needs to take off. I mean, Powell can put up points. You know, Butler has shown so far in the preseason he's kind of worked on his scoring. Taj Gibson can score a little bit. You know, Doug McDermott can score some. So he doesn't have to put up 20-plus anymore. So I'm looking for him to really move the ball around, hopefully crack that 10-assist mark this season, and really develop into kind of more of an all-around point guard instead of just a scoring one.
Mm-hmm.
His jumper has developed. He now has a little bit of a three-point shot. So the chemistry, though, is what's going to take this team to the championship level. This is one of the few teams similar to, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, where they've pretty much kept their core for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of know each other. They feed off each other well. And I think that chemistry is what's going to ride them all the way to the finals, baby.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, if Derrick Rose can take his game to a different type of MVP level,
mm-hmm.
what really makes his players better and becomes that guy, they're going to be dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're going to be competing against this other team.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Thank you. That just set it all together. If you want to crown them, crown their asses.
Nope.
I mean, go ahead, crown them. They're going to win 72, 73 games. They're going to break the Bulls' all-time record of 72 wins. We hear it every freaking year with everywhere LeBron James goes. This team's going to do this. Miami was supposed to win 25 championships. I mean, whatever. I really don't care what anybody says about them. You know, Vegas said they're going to win 50-something. I get fine. I don't care what Vegas says. Vegas don't know squat. They're not psychic. They're guessing. They're playing odds. So this is going to, I mean, it's going to come down to the Bulls and Cleveland in the run for number one in probably in the conference.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, I mean, this team,
when Derrick Rose has been healthy,
mm-hmm.
they've always had
number one
seed.
And I mean, this team really, what can I say? You added LeBron James, you signed Kyrie Irving to an extension, you added Kevin Love.
Yes.
I mean, what else more do I really need to say? Yes, they added Sean Marion, they added Mike Miller, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. I mean, of course, you add LeBron, everybody going to flock to where LeBron goes mm-hmm. and sign for blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We all know the story. We've heard it a million times. My X factor, I'm just going to go straight ahead to it. My X factor for this team is going to be health because mm-hmm. they got a lot of guys on this team who can't seem to stay on the court. Anderson Varejao, I'm looking at him. Kyrie Irving, the man they just paid, I'm looking at him. There's a man by the name of LeBron James who has had his share of cramps, but also LeBron's had to do a lot. Can mm-hmm. his body hold up?
Well, he came.
He came in lighter. I mean, he came in lighter, but we'll see if that works against him.
Mm-hmm.
He may lose a little strength there. We don't know. And you know, I will throw chemistry in here as well, only because this team, they've never really played together.
Mm-mm.
And when the big three in Miami got together, it wasn't all peaches and creams when they first just started out. It was a learning curve. They had to learn how to play with one another. It's going to be the same mm-hmm. way with this bunch. They're going to have to learn to play with one another, whereas you got teams who have been in crunch time situations, mm-hmm. who know their schemes, know what to do, and blah, 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 blah. They have a coach who's never coached in the NBA before. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So there's a lot. There's a steep learning curve for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to all have to learn how to play together. So there it is.
Yeah. I think for me, I mean, you said it. I would say chemistry was another one. If I'm going to pick another one, I'm just going to have to say it would be more of the chemistry as a whole. I don't know how to put it in one word, but this whole organization, from the players all the way down to management, this is all new again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is LeBron coming back. LeBron coming back with rings, you know, money deal on the table, best player in the game, you know, the face of basketball and basically the most popular athlete
mm-hmm.
in America. You got that, the expectations. Kevin Love, basically Chris Bosh trying to tell him that, oh, it ain't going to be peaches and cream. Mm-hmm. Like, no shit.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, you know, y'all on hoop out. He going to run the ball and play point. And no, it's LeBron James is going to have the ball during crunch time. He just trying to make Kyrie Irving happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you going to run point. Basically what he's saying is, you going to be the number three scorer on the team. you know, but we need your help in other ways, which is real, which is real.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I need you. Yeah, I don't have a problem with him saying, look, I need you to be a real point guard. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's fair.
Right. That's how I read. That's what you're telling him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new coach, and he's never coached in the NBA before. This is all new, the new chemistry. You know what we're going to see from the owner. I remember the damn letter, and you just took it down. All that pressure, you know, it's going to be even more. You know, I think everything that Miami went through, there's going to be some of that. The only difference may be because LeBron went home and it was such a great story that then be like, okay, well, we're not going to make him too much of a villain because he did go home and we like that. Mm-hmm. It ain't that. Nigga, you left for another team? Fuck you! I hope you lose everything. Like, damn, okay. I hope everybody kicks your ass.
That is great.
It ain't like that no more, but, you know, hey, they're going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll get into how it's going to turn out. All right, on to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are trying to keep this three-headed, powerful, you know, big man situation together.
There's somebody going to get traded at some point. One of them, Greg Monroe probably.
Yeah.
Be shipped off at some point.
It's just too many. I get if you feel like, well, we won't go, if you didn't think that he and Andrew Drummond would be able to play together, just because of the way the game is and it's, you know, all about the small dudes and scoring, having two big guys who, you know, defend and rebound, but not a guy who's a consistent 30-point threat scoring. Can it work? Josh Smith was weird pickup for me. Why they did that. Brandon Jennings just seems okay. I mean, I want to see what Monroe and Drummond can do. Josh Smith is just a damn four to me.
Yeah.
You know, real athletic four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, he doesn't need to shoot as much as he does. He said he's going to be more of a post player. I'm like, I just need you to do more everything else.
Yeah.
We need his points. They need his points, but he's very versatile, and I get the fact that because he's that good, he wants to put up buckets. Mm-hmm. But when he's on his best is when he's like basically a 5-5 guy where he's averaging 5 points, boards, assists, steals, blocks, just being that kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they need that on this team. It sounds like Drummond's going to go to the next level. I think for this team, he would probably be my X factor.
Okay.
The team is focusing everything on him. To be that next real big man. It seems like they want to go to him more offensively, which is going to take away from Monroe. I like Monroe, but I think for this team, for Drummond, for them to do some noise, because they're not going to do too much, but I want to see Drummond become that next guy, take that next step.
Okay. I mean, for me, it's pretty simple with the X factor. It comes down to Stan Van Gundy, GM/coach. Never been a GM before, and clearly by the moves he made in the offseason, he clearly has not. I mean, Jody Meeks clearly overpaid him. I mean, DJ Augustine was a nice get, but, I mean, you got Brandon Jennings. Are you really going to bench Brandon Jennings after that big old contract he got? So there's a lot of questions to be answered. I'm not expecting huge things out of them, but if they are going to make a run, it will be because of Stan Van Gundy. I mean, he's proven he's a good coach.
Yeah.
If nothing else, he's a damn good coach. And if he can really ship this team up, shape them up, and, you know, work them into playing hard, you know, every game, then they could make some noise. I mean, they have talent. Not like they don't have any talent. They do have some. But, again, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And then we got to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Jesus Christ.
They've been
just because we have to
bad for a while. I feel like this is they won 15 games last year.
I mean, I know Philly was terrible. They might have been the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah, they were bad.
They were terrible. They were hard to even watch. At least Philly, they were kind of fun to watch. They're just not even fun to watch. Maybe they'll be a little bit better this year with
Larry Sanders back for one, getting hurt. He ain't a slow.
Jabari Parker.
Oh yeah, Jabari Parker.
He's playing. He's balling. He's been balling so far. No. But I mean, Brandon Knight.
He's just been okay.
And then the alphabet, because I heard that is his nickname, because I cannot pronounce his freaking name. So I'm just going to go ahead and call him the Alphabet.
that name, you know, I'm kind of like, damn, that's what, but I'm like, you know what?
It's not bad.
That's...
He has basically almost every letter in the alphabet in his name. So that fits. It fits.
I'm so in the middle on that. I'm so in the middle because I'm like, well, but that sounds kind of, yeah, yeah. He's nice, though.
He's nice. He's 6'11", big guy, can handle the rock and stuff. Apparently, Jason Kidd has been experimenting with him at point guard, which I was like, he don't need to be doing all that. Nah, he just played a man.
He seemed like, the way from what I've seen of him, he could be a better Cephalosha.
Well, the thing is, he was like 6'9", and then he grew 2 more inches. So you're like, shit, what do we do with him now? And I mean, he can handle the rock. So, I mean, I'm not saying he can't play point guard, well, but I don't want to. I mean, Magic Johnson was 6'9". I'm not trying to see a 7-foot point guard.
Nah. Well, that's different. He came into the league playing point.
Yeah, touche.
I mean, that's
touche.
He didn't come like, oh, let's convert him. Yeah. Like, nah, he came
I'm
in.
Like, keep, I mean, at most, put him at 2 guard.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
can create mad matchup. Well, yeah,
they got him
that.
At the 2. You just playing 2 small forwards.
Yeah, basically.
I'll let you go first on this. Who you
X Factor?
Yeah.
It's hard to really say. I mean, the X Factor is Jason Kidd, I guess. I mean, I really don't. This is one of the few times I've been stumped on who my X Factor is. I'm just going to roll with Jason Kidd because, I mean, he did a shitty job last year in Brooklyn. I mean, they got to the playoffs, but.
That cup shit is always going to be great.
Hit me. So, I mean, I will say this for Jason Kidd. He's gone into a situation now, there are no expectations. Mm-mm. At least when you were with Brooklyn, it was like, we expecting championship.
Yeah.
Now, we expecting 10 wins. Like, we are not expecting much out of this bunch.
A little bit. But can we expect better than
okay, fine. We'll give them 20. They got 15 last year. We'll bump up to 20. Funny. I mean, there's a bunch of young guys. I mean, look at this. Jared Bayless, he went there for the money. Jared Dudley got traded there. He didn't choose to go. Mm-hmm. John Henson was picked. Yeah, I mean, he's okay. Ilyasova can't stay healthy.
You got O.J. Mayo as your third shooter.
O.J. Mayo.
How he fell off.
Went there for the money. Brandon Knight was traded.
That's the funny thing with him. They sucked. I'm like, dude, I thought you was supposed to hit a ball.
Did it for the money. Kendall Marshall. Brandon Knight was forced to go there. Zaza Pachulia, again, he went there because Larry Drew was there. Now he's stuck.
This team is.
Larry Sanders was drafted. I mean, then they drafted Jabari Parker. So a lot of the guys really didn't either went there for the money or didn't choose to go there.
Okay. So, yeah. You know what? Yeah, we'll get through that. My X Factor, if I'm going to pick somebody, is Ilyasova. You know, I want to see him closer to what he got for his contract. This dude was like 15 and 12 and was really made a difference.
He was balling.
And then so if they want to make any noise, get to, let's see, 15.
20 wins. At max.
If they want, with that, if he can be.
In an improved.
If he can be the number 2 guy behind Jabari Parker.
Yes.
That would be. Then, maybe then they wouldn't be so much as of an easy out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. That's the best way I can say it.
Okay.
Sorry, Bucks fan.
That's all good.
All right. And so in this division, I got 5-1. Milwaukee's last. Detroit at 4. I think they're improving, but not too much. You know, they'll try to experiment with the 3 bigs, but one of them 3 bigs is going to go, and it's probably going to be Greg Monroe.
Yep.
Third, Indiana. You know, losing Paul George is, of course, going to take a major hit, and with Chicago and Cleveland there. You know, they third. They could fight for first, but they're not there. Jonathan, looking for what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's just go there. For the number one spot, this is going to be very close.
Because we skipping two because whoever gets picked one.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, it's just between the two, we know Cleveland, Chicago, and the same division. Man, that's great. 4 games of that shit? Yes. Chicago's going to win this.
Thank you. Whoop, whoop.
You know, I just think that they've played together. I think their pieces are just pieces that can fit in easier. They're not expected to do a whole lot to carry the load. You know, for Cleveland, it's a lot of change. You know, having a first-time head coach, you know, basically the whole team being revamped, bringing LeBron back. He's in hometown. Mm-hmm. It's a change, all of that on him. Mm-hmm. Since he said he's coming home and he loved Cleveland, and it's all Cleveland. It's going to get tested.
Yep.
And he has that opt-out clause, so get ready to hear that all season. Is he going to opt out? Is he going to opt out? I heard from sources said he's going to opt out.
Sources said.
You know, I just think for that, I think Chicago's going to win. And you know what? For people who hold up them standards, LeBron James ain't won the division when Chicago, when Derrick Rose was healthy.
Thank you.
And they're going to play better defense. So that's not saying they're going to win. They're going to beat them in who's going to make it further. But I think Chicago's going to finish better than Cleveland.
Booyah.
And it might be just by a game. But it's going to be a game or two. It's going to be very close. The first two 55 wins.
Woo!
I think it's both going to get close to 60, but
Woo!
I think the first to 55 wins is going to win this division.
Woo! I like that. I like that. All right. I agree. Full throttle. No question. Milwaukee, done. See you later. Detroit, Greg Monroe, peace out. Hey, L.A. Lakers, you need a big man? Holla at your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Indiana. Clearly, I mean, they're just not as good without Paul George. You know, they don't have enough firepower.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like the critics used to say about my Bulls. Two, Cleveland Cavs, like Chris said, I mean, yes, it's going to be a close-ass battle for the division crown for the best record probably in the East and possibly in all of basketball. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's going to be very close. But I agree. I see the Bulls squeaking it out just due to the chemistry factor. There's just too much movement that's gone on with Cleveland this offseason. Too many pieces moved in and out. New coach. You know, LeBron's there. The pressure's on now. You know, it's not just on LeBron either. It's on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Love went from a losing situation to now pressure's you need to win a championship this year, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he's supposed to sign a big contract.
The pressure is on Kyrie, too. Mm-hmm. Expectations weren't high last year. Now it's championship.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
He got paid.
The Bulls know. The Bulls have basically been expected to get to the finals for a while. So, they've been through that. They can taste it.
Yeah.
And they want it. And you know that if Derrick Rose, and that's the big if he can stay healthy this season, I don't even need him to dominate. Just stay healthy.
The Bulls will be that out of my top five teams.
Because they still going to grind.
Yeah.
They still defensive-minded first.
Yeah, out of my top five teams to win with the best chance to win this championship.
Boom!
They're the one team that I think has that something that they can be like, you know, playing for something. Just how, like, this is it. Like, now Derrick Rose is back. We've got some pieces. Like, if they start off pretty well, if they start off maybe run through some adversity, but kind of like break through it, and by, you know, the all-star break, they're kind of like one or two, went through like a, you know, Derrick Rose struggled a little bit. Oh, everything's not popping. And they get to the all-star game looking pretty good. They can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They can get that, like, magic in a – they have that magic in a bottle type season for them.
And just to say, I mean, the Bulls have shown they can win just by playing great D. So now you have an opportunity to where now they possibly have an opportunity to win, you know, two different ways. They've added offensive firepower. Mm-hmm. So if you got an offense that's rolling –
yeah, clearly we can win games.
They can win games with an offense that they can get going. And clearly they've shown if they offense ain't hitting, they can still win. They're going to D your ass up.
What they needed was when they need to get a stop, they can get a stop.
They can stop.
They
just
have
to
get a
balance.
Bucket, they couldn't get a bucket. So now they have options where they can.
Exactly.
A lot
so
of them, so
they need
like
to
that.
Find that balance. But yeah, there it is.
Right. And on to the best damn division.
Only because the freaking Spurs won the
And that's time. Not the only reason. That's not the only I mean, let's
they got good teams
put it
in
way.
Here.
This is the one division where the way people talking, all five of these teams could be in the damn playoffs.
Yeah.
All five of these teams, well, four of them, but technically all five with the talent should be in the hunt to make the playoffs. Four of them going to get in to me. But, you know, New Orleans. But let's start off with it. The Spurs, baby. The
Spurs, I mean.
And then ship from that Ray Allen 3, choking away the championship.
Go
this
ahead.
Season we old. They just grinded out, hurt, all that, running through some difficulty. that we just get hot, best team in the league. Maybe they can do it. We want that rematch. Oh, we can't beat Oklahoma City. Well, we beat them in Oklahoma City. Oh, you know, we lost to the Heat. What we gonna do? We gonna kick your ass by 15 points in every fucking game. We gonna win the championship. Payback is a motherfucker. And that's what that was. It was payback season, and I loved it. Tim Duncan got fired. What? That's how that handled. All right. Now, out of that, Houston, you know, added Jane Harden, Dwight Howard, you know, some things looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. Looked all right. Got that four seed, you know, kind of got shocked in that first round. Mm-hmm. Damian Lillard. Ooh.
That shot was amazing.
Yes. That shot was awesome. That
shot was incredible.
You know, they're looking all right. Memphis. People mm-hmm. always doubt Memphis, but with them,
Can't sleep on them big boys,
mm-hmm. you know, the Grindhouse, they got it done, made it to the playoffs, 7th seed. Dallas pushed the Spurs to 7 games.
They were the one team that seemed to really give them a challenge.
That Vince Carter shot hurt
mm-hmm. in that playoff. They really challenged them.
Hey, they
don't sleep.
Dallas was always that team. Mm-hmm. That's a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, that's a straight rivalry. They've been playing for playoffs and rings. That's what that's about. And they made it in the eighth spot, made it a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans hasn't been going as expected. You know, a lot of talk about Anthony Davis. They got some moves, made some nice moves. You know, this – I would not want to make that trip to play this division. This is just like, oh, and we got to play Houston. Oh, then we got to play fucking Dallas right after that. Oh, and the Spurs too? Damn.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis too? Damn.
Yep.
And shit.
Oh, let's just get started with the Spurs. What can you say? Division champs, world champs, wax the ass of Miami. Everybody was in awe. I mean, how could you really be shocked? They're doubted every single year. They're not going to be picked to repeat this year. Of course not.
I have never seen
a team that has been winning this consistently that has basically never been picked to ever win the championship. It's like, I don't get it. They're the only team who seems to consistently win 55 plus games every single year. Yet nobody's like, just maybe the Spurs might win a damn title this year. Nope. Spurs win a title. Oops. They're not going to repeat. Why not? Yeah. They've been whooping ass constantly. Greg Popovich, everybody has admitted, is the best coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they're not given any love. So I'm going to say I'm going to be the first to go on record. The damn Spurs are the favorites to win the fucking title this year. I don't understand. If anybody else says Cleveland, you're stupid and retarded and you need to do your homework. The Spurs basically brought back the exact same team. Look at the roster. It's exactly the same. I don't see one person on there that wasn't there last year.
Oh, Kyle Anderson.
We added a rookie who a lot of people were like, wow, he was a sleeper. He should have been picked higher. Oh, great. He fell to the Spurs.
He's a 6'11 young Borgia who can pass.
Thank you. I mean, he just fits what the Spurs do. So, and then Greg Popovich signed an extension. We don't have to hear whispers. Is he going to retire? Nope. That's out the window now. They're the favorites to win the freaking
didn't
title.
Tony Parker signed an extension?
I believe, yes. Yeah, Tony Parker signed an extension.
Quietly.
I mean, come on. This is exactly why the Spurs are our favorites to win the title again next year. They have no drama. There's no whispers of, is this player leaving? Is this player getting traded? Are you opting out of this? There are going to be no questions of that. X factor, the only X factor I have with them and the only thing, and I don't even think it's going to happen, is complacency.
Mm.
That's the only thing I worry about with the Spurs, but honestly, Greg Popovich ain't going to let them get complacent. So honestly, I don't really even have an X factor for the Spurs. They're amazing. They're again going to win probably 60 plus games when everybody thinks they're going to be whack and they're going to again get the number 2 or 1 seed and people are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe the Spurs did it. They've been doing it the last 15 years. They're going to do it again for 16 years. So there it is.
All right.
I mean, that is what it is.
Okay. For me, the X factor way this team plays, and since you went and said complacency, because that was going to be a concern, because losing that way is a motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how the way they operate, even though we can play for repeat, because that's the only thing they haven't done. Popovich is not going to let them carry that we're champions.
Exactly.
Because every time they go into the season, it's like,
We ain't done nothing.
We ain't champions. Exactly. Like, he never, all of the champions, like, we don't say we're defending champs. Like, that season, we not defending champs. We like, the season's over with.
I don't even think he likes the ring ceremony.
Yeah, he'll probably just take and leave. You know, I hear all that. But for me, it's going to be, it's always going to be with something. It's health in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, I know he's going to rest his guys. I know he's going to give him more time. I think Bellinelli in his second year should be better. Thiago Splitter should only be better. You know, we'll see if Kawhi Leonard takes that step. He seems to do more in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. People expect him to all of a sudden be putting up 20. And I'm like, I think this guy every year to year is just going to be gradual. And then by like his ninth year, you're going to be like, God damn, this dude is beasting. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be slow. He's slow and steady.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he'll just have a jumper that seems to be used every now and then come to playoff time. This nigga hitting mid-range jumpers. You're like, damn, this nigga got mid-range jumper now? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is health. You know, yeah, older, Ginobili. I think the depth helps. I think if he plays, you know, Baines and Ayers, you know, works it out, Kyle Anderson some love, I think they can do that. So if they can stay healthy and once again be healthy at the right time, which is the end of the season, you know, I like our chances.
Yeah.
Of repeating, I do like our chances. All right, on to the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk, you know, made some moves. Chandler Parsons is gone.
A lot of talking.
You know, he didn't get his third superstar.
Nope.
Tried for Chris Bosh, didn't happen.
And I'll get into that.
You know, right now, you know, you got James Harden, Dwight Howard, and nice pieces. They both basically said that they're the leaders and everybody else is
scrubs. It's the others. Scrubs.
Basically taking they're the ones saying we're LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and then it's everybody else.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on right there. You know, Jeremy Lin's gone to the Lakers. You know, they're all right. I mean,
thank you. They're all right. Overrated. Thank you. Thank you. I've been saying that since last year. Overrated. They added Trevor Ariza, which was a nice move, but
it's hard because I don't. Chandler Parsons was solid, and you sold Dwight Howard on that. You sold it that Chandler Parsons was your third guy. And then after what season, you're like, you know what? He's not
a superstar.
No, he's not your third superstar. That's what it is.
So Trevor Ariza is, huh?
He can be your third guy. He just wasn't the third. Even though, I mean, he was getting a lot of attention. I mean, ladies was liking some Chandler Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was popular.
Real talk.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure some women like, what the fuck? You, dude. Why you get rid of him? I mean, for me.
X Factor. Hmm.
Jeez, it can go to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You have yours ready?
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
My X Factor is their power forward position again.
Okay.
Because they still haven't solved it. I know they swung for the fences with Chris Bosh, but when they missed, they should have pounced on Greg Monroe. This team should have pounced on Greg Monroe. Had they got Greg Monroe, can you imagine? Greg Monroe, Dwight Howard, and James Harden beasting. Because mm-hmm. Greg Monroe can step away and hit the mid-range jumper. He'd be the perfect complement, but we don't think outside the box like that. I'm just saying. So they still haven't solved their power forward position forever.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McHale, I'm still waiting on you to work on Dwight Howard's offensive game. I mean, where Hakeem at? Where are y'all at that said y'all was going to help Dwight? Nothing changed.
Kevin McHale needs to help him.
Nothing changed. And nothing's going to change, so I'm not even worried about it at this point. James Harden, like I just tweeted out that little defensive YouTube clip of him playing none at all. I mean, you have been clowned religiously for your non-defensive play. Step your game up, man. But I mean, power forward wise, I'm lost. I don't know. Terrence Jones is it. That's who they got to go to. But I mean, I'm not sold on him. He showed flashes, but they need a consistent all around dude they can go to. Chris Bosh, yes, you missed out, but there were other options.
Yeah.
I mean, Pau Gasol was out there. You could have tried to get him. I don't know if he wanted to play with Dwight. It's another story. But like I said, once you swung and missed out on Chris Bosh, you should have swung and tried to get Greg Monroe. Because that would have been perfect complimentary piece. But
he trying to get Rondo.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, my X factor is going to be the development of these two superstars.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want to be the dudes. You come out and say it. y'all the dudes. I need y'all to challenge each other and really be. Look, they ain't gonna be Shaq Kobe. Mm-hmm. They not. But they need to be something similar to that. I need them to challenge each other to play better on each other on that end. I need Dwight Howard to challenge James Harden. Like, look, everybody was talking that you was a great defender when you was with Oklahoma City. It looked like it was just maybe the scheme and not you. Because, I mean, it was like, oh, that's why they was talking that with getting rid of Westbrook. Oh, he's a best defender. Like, mm-hmm. he's been butt. And I hope Dwight Howard, like, look, I got your back as the anchor, but you can't just Olay niggas to me.
Exactly.
You got to make it hard and then just trust him. You move him into a certain position. I got you. But do your part. You know, he's going to have to step up that way. And he need to challenge Dwight Howard to really show off this offensive game that he should have. Mm-hmm. I remember, keep telling me, when he was, what's the name, said he had a nice jumper. He worked on a wooded jumper, and Dwight Howard wouldn't use it. And that was like, this is like 3 or 4 years ago when he was with Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
He has enough to be able to, he can probably hit a decent jumper if he tried. He's pulled it out, and I'm like, oh, you get that going, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can hear Shaq about, well, Shaq wasn't going to shoot jumpers. But all the other great centers in the league can shoot jumpers. Kareem shoot a jumper. Wilt shoot jumpers. Moses Malone shoot jumper. Like, dudes could actually pop a jumper.
Yeah.
He needs to really step up. And more importantly than that, I just need to see Dwight Howard Orlando edge.
Yeah.
If you're not that way athletically anymore, I get that. But I need to see that edge where you just like, you really need to be like, you know what? Y'all don't like me? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing out my Pat Ewan.
Yep.
You ain't coming in here. I'm getting like 18. I'm going to be Moses Malone. I'm getting 18 boards a game. You ain't coming in this bitch.
Exactly.
I'm hitting you.
Exactly.
You come down the lane, I'm popping your butt. Like, if you're going to get these stupid fouls, get them knocking somebody on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. They do that, they can kind of really step that up. I would be nervous a little bit with this team. If these dudes do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm like, okay, y'all really trying to do something, really get to the Western Conference Finals. But if it's just the same old second round at best.
Yeah.
All right. On to the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, I know Marc Gasol's in his last year, but pushed Oklahoma City to 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
People doubt this team a lot, but these dudes just get it done. They call it the grindhouse for a reason. I know, because they don't have any star players, and they're not in the big market. They don't get no love. This team's scary.
Yeah, they are.
This team can grind it out. You know, Zach Randolph is beast. This dude gave you 20 and 10. You know, has proven to be a great scorer late in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which there are not a lot of those out there.
Yep.
Marc Gasol, you know, very solid as well. Them two just make it tough on you.
Yeah, they do.
Mike Conley, of course, is somebody to watch out for. Great point guard, great
very
leader.
Good. Very underrated.
Runs it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still got Chase on Prince. I like the addition of Vince Carter, though. Yeah. I hated to see Mike Miller go, but I like the Vince Carter ad for this team. I like that. Hopefully Courtney Lee will step up. You know, Tony Allen is just, he'd be fucking with dudes. Mm-hmm. So he will be messing with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, early on. My X factor for this team is just going to be their outside shooting. They've got to get something from Courtney Lee, Vince Carter. They need that to help them big dudes out. They've always lacked that. I mean, Mike Conley's going to do his thing running. He has his moments of scoring, but they need to open things up for their big men down there. And I think if they can get some nice scoring from these dudes, from at least Vince Carter, Courtney Lee, Tony Allen, give them something, but just get some openings for their bigs to really dominate and make it a threat. This team can get back to the finals, to the Western Conference Finals, and if they get a nice offensive, you know, wing threat points, I would be wary of this team. Like, seriously. Like, this team, they can get some offensive going from the outside. They scary.
Well, my X factor for this team is just going to be their mental makeup, only because it's – seems like it's been so many times that they get to the playoffs, but they really don't advance very far in the playoffs. Just mental toughness. This team is going to have to show a lot more of it, a lot more grit. And they're going to have to battle, man. It's going to be a grind, especially with this kind of division, to even get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So they're really going to have to show that mental toughness dealing with these three juggernauts in Texas to, you know, to squeak into at least that second place.
Mm. Okay. On to the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dallas was there, made some noise in the playoffs before getting ousted. You know, got Tyson Chandler back.
Yes, sir.
You know, made some nice moves. Added Chandler Parsons was the big joint this season. You know, I know there was questions of him coming in kind of overweight. And Jameer Nelson, Raymond Felton at the point. You know, no more Calderon with that trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monte Ellis showed up real nice last season. You know, people were like, is he going to be that same?
I liked
taking
it.
All the shots. He did a good job. He was dangerous. He was nice.
He was a nice person to feed off of Dirk. So I like the move they made. They made a nice piece getting Chandler Parsons. I think that was a good, nice move. They could slide him into the three. Not a problem there. And, again, can take some more pressure off of Dirk. And Dirk can just be Dirk. Mm-hmm. Do what he does. The addition of Tyson Chandler was huge. Adding that defensive force to their team again. Being able to step up, you know, and be that anchor for their defense all around. And, you know, for me, the key is going to be, or the X factor, I should say, is going to be Rick Carlisle. He is a championship head coach. He knows how to get the most out of his players. He can say some things that can rub you the wrong mm-hmm. way at times. But he knows how to coach. He knows how to work these guys and get these guys motivated to play well. And like we saw with the Spurs, they pushed them to the limits. Mm-hmm. So clearly they have it in them to do well. I also like the move of Al-Farouq Aminu. I think that was a little under-the-radar move that I liked. So he's going to have to put this team together. You know, they have a lot of pieces they can use, more so than they've had in the past. He's going to have to utilize that bench and, you know, get this team mentally prepared for a playoff run.
Okay. Mine is kind of split because I'm not sure for my X factor. A piece of it is going to go to Tyson Chandler getting that bad taste out of his mouth from leaving the Knicks. You know, his 1 year with Dallas was awesome, turned into a ring.
Mm-hmm.
They're glad to have him back. I think if he can get back to just playing his game, you know, being that leader role, just being a defensive force, grabbing 10, 11 boards, you know, catching lobs and stuff. If he can get back to being that, you know, because they're not going to ask him with this depth to do almost as much, it seems like. But, you know, now that they won a championship, that monkey off their back. But I think he's a big part. And their point guard situation has to fill out and get something from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raymond Felton, he just hadn't been that great.
No.
I mean, that's who Knicks were really happy to get rid of. Jameer Nelson has taken, you know.
He's older.
Yeah. But now getting, you know, a new environment since he's been in Orlando his whole career. They can give him some. If Carlisle can get something out these two, out that position, and with Devin Harris at that point, you know, they give dudes problems playing off of Monte Ellis. They can do some things. So if they can mm-hmm. still run the offense, hit some timely shots. You know, I like Dallas. Dallas is dangerous as well, man. This division is no joke. All right, and on to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
That name's – I still got to get used to that name.
Oh, but boy.
This is the dude. You know, they've got the guy everybody is watching yep. this year outside of his Aaron's LeBron Mr. King James and, you know, all of that crap. You know, everybody's waiting to see what Anthony Davis is going to turn into. This dude has probably been –
He exploded on the scene last year.
The last
really good number one pick.
Yes, read my mind, yeah. That guy was like, oh, this dude is a game changer.
Now, when he came out, though, I still had questions regarding mm-hmm. his offense and things of that nature. I wasn't sure how he was going to pan out, but boy, Mike, he has panned out.
Yep. This dude is really
he is an all-around big man.
Yeah. Offensively and defensively, he's probably that next dude.
Yeah.
You know, very style-wise Duncan.
I can't put him up there with the LaMarcus Aldridges or, you know, Kevin Love.
But, like,
not yet. No, this not is yet.
If he's he,
– But
if
this
he
is takes his year to take
step,
off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he takes that next step, he's basically getting his team into the playoffs.
Yeah.
The addition of Seek, everybody been talking about that for, like, the last 2 years. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Really getting him another big man to play off of. So – He can take some of the defensive pressure off, get that Twin Towers thing going. And Sheik's solid. You know, we've seen him in the playoffs. Can make timely shots and buckets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the, you know, young dude, Evans, Eric Gordon. You know, they all need to step up. Jrue Holiday. You know, they have some talent on this team. They can really do some things. This division's rough, though, but everybody been waiting to see what's going to happen with this team. And for me, my X factor with this team, I'm going to say it's the health of their three wing players with Tyreek Evans, Gordon, and Holiday. They need to stay healthy in order to figure out how the hell they're going to divvy up them outside buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is clearly your number one.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be ready to take that next star step. So he's going to be the guy you're going to get the ball too late and make plays. But two of these three guys have got to step up and do something. Yeah. Eric Gordon has not done nothing. He's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyreek Evans got hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they can stay healthy and provide some great, if you can get 50-plus points out of these three, at least 60 would be awesome. That's probably asking too much. But if you can get 50 to 60 points out of these three dudes, you know, actually let Holiday run the damn point at times, be point, and just pick and choose, you know, they can get in the playoffs. I'm not going to say anything more. They can do something, but the way this division is, they can get out the playoffs and make it interesting and push one of these teams for, you know, one of them lower spots.
My X factor is going to be the general manager. He's going to have to make some maneuvers to improve the depth of this team. Those three players you named are all in the starting lineup. Who is on their bench? Ryan Anderson is really the only legit threat you got off your bench. So if one of those three, if one of your big three or two of your big three go down, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
You have nobody to replace them. Austin Rivers has never panned out.
Not at all, being
a top 10 pick. I mean, and a lot of the guys, honestly, on their bench, I heard of, but I really don't know too much about.
You know,
Deontay
Sammons,
Christmas, John Sammons. Please.
You know, Rustman, they just...
They don't have a whole lot of depth on behind any of their starters. So, if they can't really afford to lose any of their starters. So, it may come to a point where they might have to flip one of those starters in order to get some added depth.
Yeah, they will.
Some needed depth on that team. So, that's my X factor for them.
Yeah, their three big rotation with Anderson, Davis, and Oshik is perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That's wonderful.
It's just everybody else from the point to the wing. Yeah, and I would actually throw Monty Williams in there. I think he needs to take his coaching level up a bit to that next step and, you know, do what he needs to get this team in the playoffs.
All right.
All right, so my 5-1, I've got New Orleans last still.
Okay.
It's just division is hard. But I think they're good enough to get to 40 wins.
Mm-hmm.
They're at 34. They should, and I expect them to get to 40-plus wins, get close to 500. I don't know if they'll make it, but they should be closer to 500 than they are from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where it get hard.
Yep, exactly.
I'm gonna go. Damn. Okay. I'm gonna go Memphis 4th.
Okay.
All these teams are winning 50 plus games.
Yep.
It's just they're outside scoring, same with New Orleans. I don't trust it. I love their front court, but power forward and center, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, another year, they still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Houston 3rd.
Yes. Thank you.
I put Houston
3rd. You got
third.
To. Ain't no way I can put them
now
above.
Now I look between
Dallas,
them man. Two. Now I think it's going to be because of the Chandler Parsons swap.
Yep.
He went to the same division. He got something to prove. Now I'm looking at it. They should finish at around 54 wins. Them getting the 4th slot is going to be the key for them.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to – they're not winning the division. So that one extra spot to get home court in the first round, I don't think they're going to get it this year.
Yeah.
Two is Dallas. Dallas mm-hmm. has gotten better. You know, Chandler Parsons is a nice second, third option. You know, basically between, you know, Monte Ellis, him and Dirk, that's nasty with, you know, Chandler Parsons in the middle. With Tyson Chandler in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Rick Carlisle, that's nice.
Yes, it is.
That's nice. And versus Spurs, they just going to continue to keep that train moving, probably get 60 wins. quietly win the whole damn first. Well, they're going to win the division from there. Mm-hmm. They won the division, 60 wins. By eight games, maybe 4 to 5 games they win the division. And should win by more than two. I'll say that, but I like Spurs' chances of repeating the division.
All right, I got the exact same thing, 5-1. New Orleans, they just don't have enough firepower, not enough depth on their team. Grizzlies, they just don't have enough. I don't know what it is about them. They just can't seem to get over the hump. Houston, not sold. They're mediocre as far as I'm concerned. Dallas, number two. I like the addition of Chandler Parsons and the addition of Tyson Chandler. I think that's going to bump them up a little bit closer to that championship contention. And then, of course, the Spurs. They seem to go under the radar and win the division every year. I don't know how that's possible, but they just do it. So pretty self-explanatory.
All right.
Pretty simple.
So there you go, man. That's all. That's our NBA
division. NBA previews.
Yeah. You know, we ready. Looking forward to it. I'm hyped.
Yep.
Get that ring ceremony. Let's jump it off.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, wrap some things up, you know, talk about a couple of get into some football and college football and baseball real quick, and then our awards.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the Buzz Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
What you think? Let us know about division previews. You agree, disagree? Where's your team rank? All of that. Hit us up. Let us know. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. We're on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know how right I was and holla at your boys.
Man, it is. Let's get into the MLB.
Okay.
Kojak Delta, you know, your Royals.
Man, I put the pussy on the chain.
Man, they have been putting the pussy on the chain because my God, they ain't lost a game yet. Swept the Angels.
Yeah.
Swept the Orioles. These O's ain't loyal. I just don't know. Damn. The freaking Kansas City Royals haven't lost a game in the playoffs. The one team probably nobody expected to even do shit in the playoffs. Nope. Ain't lost a game. Shout out to Lorenzo Cain winning that ALCS MVP award. Holla at your boy, man. I know a lot of people don't really know who he is, but, you know, got to give the brother some love. Played well. These people are playing well, man. James Shields, unfortunately, comes out the closet that he may or may not. No, not like that. Okay. He may or may not re-sign with the team, which is a very big deal because he is their ace. So if they lose him, that's a big loss for them. But rooting for him, especially because my wife is a Dodger fan. So who the hell do you think I'm pulling for in this World Series? Clearly not the Giants.
Nope. Yeah, the team has just been hot from jump, man. I've been liking what I've seen. Mm-hmm. They play gritty. Yeah, and like Coach Delta said, you know, they're going to feel some kind of way about the series because, you know, shout out to the Giants, man. Yep. They continually get it done. It just, you know, walk off homer fashion against the Cardinals. I mean, it's an even year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to see this series. I like it. You know, everybody's like, well, there's no bats and all. Like, if they were so great, how come they ain't get in?
Yeah, you're going to see two actual baseball teams.
These games may not. They're going to have highlights because everybody doubts. Every time everybody says the Giants can't hit, they hit. Three homers in the last game when they didn't have any homers before that. You know, this team, is all these wins are going to be defense, great pitching, mm-hmm. bullpens. We've clearly seen the importance of bullpens.
Correct.
You know, this is – it's interesting, man. It's going to be a grinding out Maybe you get some 4 or 5 games, couple 2-1s, you know. With these teams, if they down in the 9th inning, it don't matter. You might as well watch because they probably going to come back and do something. So I am excited.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching. Yeah, who will be watching?
You know, who I like?
I got KC, man.
I know, it's funny. Like, yeah, I hope it's for them just because it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I don't have a dog in the fight. You know, if the Giants win again, it's just like, God damn.
I know, Dodger fans.
And I mean, look, Giants were bad for a while. Yeah. And they had their period, went through their Barry Bonds period and all that. And, you know, had that one thing they lost to the Angels. And just, I mean, and, you know, Frisco fans, they come out. They mm-hmm. repping their team. So, you know, when you got a dynasty on your hands, yeah, you loving it. But for the Royals, it will be cool. They may not be back again. Mm-hmm. And this just might be something good for them. So they on this hot streak. I like, might as well go ahead and finish it.
Exactly.
So, shout out to them. You know, Cardinals came up short. You know, they always get there, but, you know, lines is hard. Yeah. Lines just had their number.
Exactly.
And for the Orioles, the fuck?
They tried.
Yeah.
They're another one. Haven't really been all that great. You know, in the past few years, they've just started to really get relevant. So, mm-hmm.
Kansas City just on that hot streak.
Exactly. That's just what it is.
All right, let's jump into this college football, man.
Real quick.
You know, Mississippi State got the number one ranking coming in this week. You know, after that big win, mm-hmm. you know, and then turn on the TV and see what's going on with all these games today. You know, Kansas State pulled that win today.
Hey, squeaker.
Man, that was awful. I had to rewind it because I was like, wait a minute, weren't they in field goal range? Like he, I was like, did he miss the kick? You're like, oh, from 19.
Damn.
And he missed.
you won't be in the NFL, sir.
And he got his field goal blocked before him, but that wasn't his fault. It was just great play on the special team. And then he missed one earlier, I heard. And he was like, ugh, that hurts. And then I happened to turn the TV on because I was doing stuff, getting stuff done. And I saw this ass whooping.
Damn, I don't even know if we can call it that.
What did it score? What does it end up being?
59-0.
God, they didn't even score.
Texas A&M, you might as well be Georgia State. Or like FAMU. You might as well be Morehouse right now.
But Johnny Manziel was there. He probably wouldn't, you know.
Johnny Manziel ain't doing nothing. So, I mean, their defense has been garbage for like for years. So nothing has changed, clearly. And I mean, Alabama lost, but I mean, clearly, again, like when we talked about with the Patriots, they lost, but I mean, they're not garbage.
Yeah.
They continuously get like 4 or 5-star recruits, so they have abundance of talent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever. I was shocked that Texas A&M couldn't do anything, but.
Yeah, that's shocking. I'm like, damn.
I ain't surprised Alabama put on a show that they did. And then might be the upset of upsets today. Freaking Baylor lost to West Virginia. 41-27.
Damn. This is why, again,
it's the system.
I'm hoping,
it's not
man.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback, Bryce Petty, as good as he tends to look sometimes, it's the system. It's the same with RG3. You're like, oh, he's that good? Nah, this is the system. The system making him look all that great.
Yeah.
But right now, Notre Dame is beating Florida State 14-7.
Uh-oh.
Woo-woo.
Uh-oh.
Give me that upset. And yeah. I don't know how Northwestern just tends to beat teams, but they are leading Nebraska right now, 17-14.
Yeah,
they beat Wisconsin last time. Now they're trying to beat Nebraska. I don't know. But, hey, shout out to them.
Yeah, Michigan State slapped Indiana.
Slapped them.
17.
Florida International. Nah, no thank you. TCU beat OK State 42-9. About Georgia squeaked out a win, 45-32.
Yeah, SC got their whoop on in Colorado.
Colorado.
28.
And then he's got Stanford playing Arizona State tonight, which is a big game.
Mm-hmm. And then TCU smacked 15 Oklahoma State, 42-9.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, they in that payback after that Baylor loss. Yeah. Where they done choked away.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, hey, man, you know what? I'm hoping it's all mixed up. I hope all these decision makers who are picking the playoffs, I hope you got, like, a gang of 1-2 win teams,
right.
You got to figure it out. You know, like, here you go. Everybody loves the playoffs. All right. Everybody's up for grabs. There is no best team.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Exactly.
That's going to be exciting. And there's one thing I saw on The Wire. The New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, signs a bill that partially repeals sports betting prohibitions in the state of New Jersey. Now you can bet in casinos and racetracks. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of them that are kind of like, they think by next week, a couple of them you can take football, all them other sports bets. I've heard a lot of people are waiting to see, you know, I guess the state's response and all these, you know, NFL, all that, what they going to do. And I was like, everybody's like, oh, this may be the start. You know, Adam Silver said it. If, you know, people been saying it, eventually it's just going to happen. And this one, you know, it all starts with one state. And then here you go.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So let's get into these our awards for the week.
For shizzle.
All right. First, let's start off with our Norse Award.
Norse, Norse, Norse.
Norse, Norse. Who you got? Because I'm still trying to pick mine.
Well, I got a couple. The first one, just a quick one. I'm going to throw this little tidbit out there. Division 3. I'm going to give you all some love. Division 3, Wisconsin Whitewater coach Lance Leopold has reached 100 wins faster than any coach in NCAA history. It took him 106 games, and he got 100 wins. Damn. Winning percentage is 94. Shit.
Damn.
I mean, I don't care if you're Division 5. Like, you can win.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly you got a system that works, because Jesus. Man, so shout out to him. And honestly, I want to give a Norse Award to Blake Griffin, who came out and said there might be some retaliation if motherfuckers keep fouling me hard.
Yeah,
which I was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Stop being soft and step up to the plate. That's what I'm talking about. You want to keep fouling me hard? Fine. There might be a little retaliation. Yeah. You keep pushing the button. Yeah,
you got to pick and choose when you do that.
Don't poke the bear. As they say, don't poke the bear. So I appreciate that statement from Blake Griffin. I like to see that. See that fire. Like, look, that shows me he's focused, and they're focused on winning the title this year. I ain't fucking around this year.
No, that's messing around.
Nah,
I want to see what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, I'm going to just keep it easy. You know, I didn't really see a lot. So it's going to the Royals, man.
Man, I put the pussy on the chain wax.
I mean, undefeated.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen in this series. You know, San Francisco's just pull out wins. But, you know, shout out for this 8-0. I mean, that is crazy. That is crazy. That's an amazing run. Shout out to all Royals fans. Enjoy it. Because, you know, way baseball world, you never damn know when your team going to be on top again and have that momentum like that. So, enjoy. All right, on to the what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, for me, when I saw this, I was like, what the hell? Cowboys running back Joseph Randle arrested for stealing underwear and colognes at a Dillard's. Yeah, I've been to a Dillard's, dude. Like, I get that. Really? Stealing out of JCPenney, Macy's, where? Like,
you can't afford it, huh?
Somebody with like some sample little. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. You making it hard. This is why they going to think black people can't shop police, and they going to steal some crap.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, man. Like, stealing underwear. Dude, give me the money. I'll buy some. Shit. I need some, but that don't mean I'm just going to go out and jack it, and I ain't got your paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, here's $100. You know, under $200, you got to. Here's 75. Make it work. You can do that. Come on. You got to steal some shit. Come on.
Joseph Randle.
After you had a solid game, too.
See, we got to put a dark cloud over the Cowboys, don't we? I mean, damn. We can't just be riding high.
I heard Jerry Jones is like, he going to pay for that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
they said they're going to fine him severely.
Yeah.
Which, like, damn, bro.
Basically, like,
why didn't you just pay for it then?
Right.
Now you're coming out the pocket anyway.
Well, you know, like, you messing up the mojo,
man.
You know, Jerry Jones, like, I'm hot right now. I'm riding this, and you go and screw up all my stuff, giving me bad publicity.
Screw my mojo.
You pay for that.
Fining your ass. For me, my what the fuck moment, I got two of them, and they're both going to the Lakers. Not in that way, folks. Not in that way. So, one of them is. For the first one is this report that came out that Steve Nash said that, I guess, his health issues this season aren't as severe as they were last season. Word. Nigga, you can't sneeze without getting hurt. Are you kidding me? To say this year, last year was worse than, or I don't know. I don't understand this. Like, he's brittle. Very, very brittle. I appreciate his honesty coming out saying it's about the money, because clearly that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm like, dude, you can't walk without getting hurt. I mean, it's ridiculous. Jordan Clarkson, lace up your sneakers, because you will be playing at some point.
He want to earn his check. He don't want to. And I commend him for that.
But at some point, you just have to say, damn, my body just won't even let me talk anymore.
He will.
I mean, damn, the team acknowledged he tweaked his back carrying bags. I mean, damn, like, you can't even carry bags anymore. I'm done. Like, he... I don't know. They need to carry him everywhere now. Like, it's ridiculous. On that Paul Pierce, where they wheelchaired him out. That's what they need to start doing to Steve Nash. Just wheelchair him out every game. Because, good Lord, it's done. He's done. The second one is in defense. I got to defend Kobe with that 40. Like, I was baffled. Like, wait a minute. Kobe Bryant was number 40. What 40 players are there better than Kobe? Because I'm like, wait a minute. Looking at the list, they went from 31 to 36 today, and DeAndre Jordan was like 34th. I'm like, that is so bogus.
They must be. They have to be basing it on age and injury. That's the only thing I can think of.
Mike Conley better than Kobe?
I would consider him. Well, I put him over DeAndre Jordan.
Above DeAndre, but I'm like,
I would put Mike Conley over. At this point,
it's hard.
It's hard because of history. At this point. That's arguable.
But I
would be like, okay.
I just kind of say, you know what, Derrick Rose, Pau Gasol, these guys haven't been ranked yet. Derrick Rose been out 2 years.
Derrick Rose?
I understand he's younger. But I'm like, Kobe's a superstar. Kobe's a Hall of Famer. Before Kobe got hurt, Kobe was still putting up points. Mm-hmm. He was still balling. Derrick Rose was doing the same. So, I mean, I get it. You know, Derrick Rose is younger. He probably heals a little better, whatever, whatnot. But still, you know, the fact that Derrick Rose has been out for 2 years and just cracking top 30, I'm loving it. Thank you for pumping up my player. But, you know, that to me, that's a slap in the face to Kobe. That's just flat out disrespect, which I'm sure he brushed it off, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know inside he's like, man, fuck these niggas. I'm going to show him.
He doesn't need it. The fact that he hasn't played is all motivation. He need to get on there and play. He gonna compete. You give him some extra. Yeah, but he's been out 2 years.
Yep.
So he can't be like, oh, y'all really doubt me? I'm like, you've been out
a
while. So, yeah. But, yeah, I feel you on that. All right, y'all.
All right.
Thank y'all for tuning in once again to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our programming. You can find this show on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you leave us a review, let us know what you think. We do like the 5-star kind. Give us some reviews and read it on the show. You can go to the website, blackisonline.com. You can hit us up there as well. Make sure you're checking out everything else that we bring in from the Black Is Network. The Blackest Break, the Jam, turn my headphones up, Culture Connection, Brown Girl Hour. You know, if y'all want to hit us up, please do to brotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslayman. On a happy hour, 323-455-4219. And, you know, we don't ask a lot, but, hey, if you ever felt like donating, giving some money to the show, you know, there's a donate button on the website, PayPal. You know, it don't matter how much, you know, everything goes back into the show, always trying to give y'all quality content. That's just what we're about here at The Black Is.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to the show, for the long-time listeners. Thank you for keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, hey, thank you for just taking the time out to listen to us, to see what we about. Hope you enjoyed yourselves, and hopefully you learned a little bit by listening to us. So go ahead, and if you enjoyed the show, spread the word. Tell everybody about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece that's about to be here.
All right.
And then you got, who we got? Your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, fishes. We got jellyfish. Tell your barracudas, your great whites. Who else we got? Buffaloes. Go ahead and tell your billy goats, your mountain lions, your bobcats. Go ahead and tell your Lakers, your Spurs. Tell your Rockets. Tell your Mavericks. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
nigga crossed me, took it out of space, and niggas thought they lost me. I'm back like a chiropractor with B-boy survival rap. It ain't 94, Joe, we can't go back. The game need a makeover. My man retired, I'ma take over. Tell these halftime niggas breaks over. I'm raw hustlers, get your bacon soda. Too many rape the culture. Leave rappers with careers and they faith over. It's a war going on. You can't fake being a soldier in the basement. Listening to tapes are ultra magnetic to the fact that Messiah's black. I turn the TV down, we can take it higher than that. I wonder if these whack niggas realize they whack. And they the reason that my people say they tired of rap. Inspired by black Muslims and Christians. Pushing cutlasses, dope, and other traditions. Enough conditions out of city, the city, the city, the city, the city, the city. Come on. Chaos and gunfire. So many raps about rims. Surprise niggas ain't become tires on the street. You turn cold and then go screech. I tell them fuck them like I do the police. The beast is running rampant. I'm in between seats trying to have sex with Santric. But a ghetto trying to make a get up stand up anthem. You spit hot garbage, son of Sanford. What you rapping for, to get fame and get rich? I slap a nigga like you and tell him Rick James, bitch. With your Hollywood stories on porches, we probably heard stories about who became rich. And whatever life they hit, we wanna hit the same switch. You didn't know where to aim it. You still remain bitch. I'm forever putting words together. Some are seven mothers, some daughters, and fathers, some sons. The name Khan has never been involved with Run. Unless it's DMC or running these bras to being free. I'm harder than the times. You hardly scary. Holding gaps inside you, cat is Holly Berry. They ask me where hip-hop is going. It's Chicago and poetry's in motion like the picture now showing. It's the city. The city, y'all. The city, the city, y'all. Come on.
From the city of wind.